into the text to the point where we don't understand the concept. We just have to understand. That's like, you know, we portion, that's what I want you to derive from the concepts from the text. Not getting it so into the rhetoric. I want you to get it. And how I looked upon it. And you might differ, it's fine with me. But let's see what the Rishonim and what the Acharim have to say on this. We'll do here, basically, is Rashi Prokhi. Some of the major works on this, by the way, you find in State Hemet, Mareches Mem, and I will, not this week, Yiddisha next week, and maybe abbreviate some of the material, some of the questions, basically. There's a pre-chodesh in Orachayim, the Tzadik book, which I hope to digest it for you, use the outlines and questions of the Hagim. There are modern works on this, by the way. There's one by Menachem Elon, who's the Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. He's a great Talmud Chacham. He's a lama. In his work, you know what he called it, it's in the first volume of his three-volume work, which one you would correct. There was a section on Menachem. Of course, his major focus is on Dini Mominus, the idea of Menachem and Dini Mominus. There's another one that's been written in a large article comparing Minhagim in one of those works with the not that we call it. It used to be a journal after certain stuff. No longer being published. Sperber was a professor Sperber that worked on some types of Minhagim, the differences in some how they came about, the genesis of it. It's in a good book, by the way. Great book. Menashe Elon has something in English too, by the way. He has a work called Principles of Jewish Law, edited by Menashe Elon, different essays. But he wrote an introduction, and he has a section too, which is probably more of a digest of his Hebrew work on Constantine Hagen. Dr. Sperber. Correct, Dr. Sperber. Remember when I spoke to Aaron Lichtenstein on the flight, I went to Israel a couple weeks ago. Now, talking about Minhagim, he said, hey, you know, look up for Dr. Stoller's work. Yeah. He says it, then it must be how you consider it. There is a couple pages, not much, in Rav Herzog, the Chronitzai, who wrote it. He's the late chief rabbi of Medinat Yisrael. His main institutions are Hebrew law. He only put out two of the five over the defense, which edition you have. Mine's this size, yours may be this size. Complete works. In the introduction, the first section, but I think it's only 2-3 pages. You're not going to derive much from it. Now, we find the concept in here. You mentioned the Gemara. Throughout the Gemara. Whatever pages you learn in Gemara, you find it. Let me give you a specimen. You may know already. I mean, I don't question your knowledge. It brought us the question of whether it's a shako or brush, or boy in the flushes. Now, close to Tanari. You find the brothers men, hey. Here's a semi, you know what I'm saying? What's the hello? On my way, he says, Puk Chadei my Amadvar. Famous, classic phrase. Go see what the people are doing. The determination is by the Hamon, by the Tzibur. Yushan, for example, in Brochus, the question about greeting another on Shabbos. Yes?
Is that the same thing you were referring to the time? Because sometimes the world is saying, according to the Halakha, you know, they're different.
Well, there's different categories in there. There's some like the minhag is what's the halakha? What kind of a minhag?
What was the halakha would be like this?
Yes.
Oh, I agree.
It came from the people.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, right. So like the minhag is what is the minhag in terms of the final psak? And there was no determination amongst the chachamim. Or they didn't know what the chachamim intended. Or a new halacha came about, like Halel Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, so it's different categories, subcategories to that. Yeah, but I just want to give you specimens in the Chazal itself. The question about greeting another on Shabbos, how do you greet him? He said, we'll discuss what the minhag mekomeinu, what is the general practice. In other words, you don't have the chacham of the town to make the determination. That's the, what is the minhag? How do the people practice?
23.
What?
23.
In your shop, Brochus, Pericles, how long is that? It is your shaman in Peo. Halacha Zion, excuse me, Pericles, Halacha Hay, regarding to the halacha of maestros. And where the Yoshami says the following. Elokho halacha shehi will fetness the best in anything which has been unclear. Vinatyogea mativa, and you don't know what is the character or what should be the psak. Say you're a mahatsibor no a, the Nahobi. Go find out other people who are observing it. You even have a question about dealing with the question of halit, whether to repeat the psukim, not repeat the psukim. You see that in Sukkot Lamed Ches, Mokom Shenohagu Lichpo Yichpo. What is the practice? I have an interest in Yerushalmi, in Yerushalmi's. Excuse me. You take Malach, and it's also the Gemara and Menachas as well. The question whether you use a mano or a sandal for Chalitza. He said, if Yo will come, so you use a mano, you pay E. But you don't use a sandal, ain't showing love. Don't listen to it. Shari Harabim, no ago, lack loves the sandal. Because the people as such have been using the sandal. The minik mevatu halom. The minik mevatu halom. Very interesting concept. But of course, what are the guidelines? I mean, the non-Orthodox movement say that too. There was an article in Judaism where Robert Gordas wrote a long article about Minhag America. And of course, Minhag is important. Of course, these Gemaras as well. I mean, you can do some encyclopedic work and pick up these specimens. And he says, well, you have the question mixed views, is Minhag America? And you have Orthodox shows that are mixed feeling, so it's Minhag America. Is this what the halacha meant? In the second suffering, chapter Yudalit, where you discuss the question of Minhag about the halacha, this refers only to Minhag Vatikin. I don't mean those who attend the Tikkun minhag. But Minhag Vatikin, talking about elders who have endorsed the minhag. But Minhag Shein Raya Min HaTorah, but a minhag that there's no evidence from the Torah, Eina Alav B'Toeh B'Shiko Hadash. It's not reasonable. You cannot accept it. So again, what is a Raya Min HaTorah? If it's a Raya Min HaTorah, so then it's a Torah law, or is it not a Torah law? And does it mean Dafka Torah? Or does it not mean Dafka Torah? Does it mean Skora, for example? And we find a Marik, which seems to suggest that. But that's not the one. What is the source for the Minhag? Mississippi. Robert Gordas would say, are there scriptural basis? Gemara Sahim cites a pasuk. Shema b'ni musar avicha, pay heed to the discipline of your father, v'alchito shtor simecha, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. I think the Gemara in Brachos, Lamed Hei, or Beis on top, says shtor simecha refers to Knesset Yisrael, to the congregation of Israel, the community of Israel. Gemara is suggesting that the community of Israel is the genesis or innovated a minhag must be observed. Not only by the first generation, but even the children. Of course, the question will be raised. I mean, why are we obligated to follow the minhag of the first generation? But it seems from the Gemara, that the community of Israel is a source of authority for halacha. That's not just someone's quirk, but the community has an authority. That we know halachically. You should be Tuba here, for example. They can introduce that premise. There is such a concept. So, alongside the Musar Avicha, which would be Torah, Halacha, Takana, alongside it is also the practices, the observances of the community, which may not have been originally formulated as a Takana. Because the difference between a Takana and a Minhag is that Takana was formulated in a formal sense by a Bezin, whether it's the Sanhedrin or even after the Sanhedrin period. And minhag is that which evolved from the community. That's not a pasuk to find it. Another pasuk you find in Yalta Mishlei, and Perek Beis Pasuk Chof Ches, Al Tasei Gevul Olam. Don't change that name. So lo al tasei vu olam, they set the boundaries. If they set up certain boundaries, then we must be confined within those boundaries. Even though it was not a formalized takana. But there's another pasuk similar to it, with a slightly different wording, which is in the Torah. Al tasei gvu reachor, asher gavlu mishonim, parsha shofti. This pasuk is quoted in the Torah Chosha Mishpat, Shin Samaches. That's a reference to Dini Mominus. They call the name of Haida. What? Yeah, it's very kind in Haida, yes. But there it's in reference to Dini Mominus. But you can certainly apply it to other minhagim as well. Yes? Does takon over there mean as a his personal practice, right, or was it formalized as our law? It would appear there. It would appear that. Yes, it would appear. Where the Gemara? Why the Midrash refers to that particular pasuk? Is they want to emphasize that the practice is an effect for the doros, and the pasuk lends itself to it. It says, "Al pasuk gvul Allah." This is a gvul for Allah. So I suppose that's why they made a reference to that question. Now, you have the sheets. There is the Kshuva Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's all. You see something interesting. Simon Kofnala. Simon Kofnala. The Kshuva Simon Kofnala. I should have numbered the pages. I apologize that I didn't. But I'm like a typical student. You prepare it the night before, you know. V'ashu aviva hu mimishpoche shel chassidim shel ispali v'nusach shekorin oso nusach spora. Al mikev shu aviva ogor v'imokav shel ispali nusach ashkenaz. וגם למעלה טוב יד וזכור להספעלי את הנוסח אשכנז בשום שכן מוכרים שם לא רצו אביך לבעל ואוסך ואתו שגדלת וסופר כתור אולי אתו בקויים לעצור להספעלי את הנוסח ספורה שהספעלי אביך או אתו בקויים לישויים להספעלי את הנוסח אשכנז שהוא גלת Interestingly, my father's father is actually the son of Chabad. Town called Badros. It's not me. Grandpa. He was a coach. He attended Losh in Yeshiva. And he had a position in a town near Pinsk. He was mocked for not eating Gebroch's Pesach. But he did not impose on the children and the family. So my grandmother had to prepare double. Special for him, not Gebroch. And for the family, they weren't mocked eating Gebroch's. So it was interesting. So you see, when must the minig be followed by the family? Why did he not impose that minig upon others? In a sense, he changed it. May we change the minig? May we not change it? Similar to this kind of shayla, which was presented to Rav Moshe Feinstein. But listen to what he says later. I think it's cute. In the Yadur Shekol Anshe Polim Ungar, Yerushalayim Lebadim Kol Shorchotim Korim, whatever it is next, Eben Yashmas Acha Chassidim, the actually spashto shitas achasidus is follow kula benusa chashkinas. Ach achokach zilu roche achasidim laani is follow benusa achir beheze shinuyim. The name saw sheil achashiv shinu yinuj mashi is kalto is follow benusa chashkinas. Ach yavich of old days at Gimutos is still is follow benusa chachodosh. Notice what he says? Nusa chachodosh yet. It's already several generations, but still calls it a Nusach HaKadosh. Shari Agrippa, Heim Shinu Minach Avosei Heh. The Sidim changed the whole Minach. The Rabbo say, well, I didn't know them had me so much last year. They know do a tamboror that may she tiro lishanos Nusach HaKavua neged ha Yoshami shehei yavoy in Avro. Ki ma she yesh ormi she Nusach Svah bu Nusach Kloli למי שאין יודע שיטו, אין לך שם ספר החיים שפות יספור הזו. שפות יספור הזו. וגם לבד זה, הנוסח שמספר אין הנוסח ספור שהייתי כרבם, וברוב הדברון הוא כנוסח אשכנז. רק איזה מקום הוא שינו וניצו שאין הנוסח לא כנוסח אשכנז, לא כנוסח ספור. I find it very cute. So, after several generations of Nusach Svak amongst the Hasidim. And Chas V'Shalom, you don't say that Yachvak Kokone when you're amongst the Hasidim. And they'll hang you for it if you don't. Rav Moshe Feinstein is asking the question, by what right do they have to change the Hummus? You know the story about the Mitzvah who came to Hasidim Yeshiva and they had the outside they had them to sit down at the Hummus. He davened the Omid and said, Kaddish. I don't know if he said Yiskadir, Yiskadesh. He must have said Yiskadah. And they say, Yasper Bukone, the Kore Mashiche. Oh, the Chsidim, Kharia, Thrill, Slitla, Sinek. He said the Nusach properly. So when they approached him, I said, Yashkeach, you couldn't. That's what could. He said, yeah, but I didn't have kavana. But Moshe finds a very big question. Like, what's right? We've got to change the homicide. Yes.
Well, I assume that was kind of argument they were really restoring the Nusa back to
that's their argument. Yes, that's their argument. But still, are they suggesting that for Dori Doros,
right,
they were not saying the proper Nusa, so it's mostly lies?
Well, I don't know.
That's another problem.
This is the Nusa thing.
That's the Sahara. Obviously, we know what the reasons are, because of the Hasidic movement and its linkage with the Kabbalistic tendencies. I mean, that's obvious. But it's not real Nusach. I mean, you'll tell me that it's certainly not Nusach Sfora. It's some kind of a mix, a blend here and there. So we won't go into that question. That's for those who are studying Kabbalah or Nusach Hasidic. Take another minute. You brought closeness, could be about something that was relevant to the past 8 days. Writing the Hanukkah lights in Shul, he says, the minute we're teaching, it's because of Pirsumi Nisan. Since we're unable to fulfill that aspect of Halakha status, which is Pirsumi Nisan, at that time period, because Jews were fearful of placing the menorah front of the window or at the door. So in order to fulfill the need, that aspect of Pirsumi Nisan, they live in the shul. And there's a shaila. Why may we do so? And recite a bracha. Reciting brachas, the first night of three brachas. And the following night of two brachas. Why is it not a bracha latala? Then he makes a reference to the Gemara in Sukkah about the Arava, the minute Kibbut Arava. The Gemara says it's a Yisod Nevi'im, it's a mini Nevi'im. And Shaykh don't make a bracha on a mini Nevi'im, on a mini as such. So he makes a comment, that's a mini Kav. He doesn't define what a minute call is. Therefore, you'll make a bracha. But this is not a minute call. This is of greater significance. Because here is a matter of Pirsumi Nisan. Therefore, they say a bracha. Similar in the case of Halal, of Rosh Chodesh. Now, as you know, you probably know that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Palitosis, where they recite a bracha on Hamas. The Rambam says, you don't. So they do. And the Palitosis say, you do. But it's even a machlokas within the Palitosis. Because the Machzor Vitri, who was a Talmud of the Rashi, was opposed to reciting the bracha. It's a mini Rambam. It's like the Gemara types. Or a Ben Tam. No. You do sign a bracha. So the reverse follows the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam. Well, how will we do? Why may we do so? Because it's not a minhag kav. He hasn't said we're introducing a minhag. It was not formulated as a takana. We're also making brachas. Do we have a right to do that? We've been able to start a new minhag and recite brachas? It's a question. Another thing. Come to the Rambam. I'm just throwing out problems. I must have had a zero to choose a Rambam. Yes. Looks like this. $4.95. You choose a Rambam.
You can even read it in Arabic.
You can read it in Arabic. I forgot most of my Arabic.
But we'll come back.
This is from Blau. Rav went to the Knesset Mashgiach. There's a professor of Judeo-Arabic from Hebrew University who edited the Jews of the Rabbi. Three times. I studied Arabic, that's what I did. Then he quotes, Matomah, so forth, so I'll read it in Hebrew, it'd be easier. Shehigo lo hachomem chukdeho leishi ve'eis kriyas eser adribos v'sefer Torah v'tzibu. Hoyo v'zos ha'ir hoysa v'kode m'utar ha'chokmo v'kashibo ha'ileo rab gado. Konin ha'chokmo bo v'goda bo kama gedim. Hoyim rein hogam v'kode l'kdei boze ha'o rab zao shiyamdu kulon v'eis kriyas adribos. V'sefer Torah v'tzibu. V'sefer adribos. She called me, she wrote a lot from base Kriya Sefer Torah, base Adibros, Rod Ligo Bull. The Tisha Lassos, Zos, Darki Hamid, Amamini, Shles Adibros, Malal Shah Tonga. Tisha called her, I shall meet him for Emuna, Shona. These are Abosenos, Abosenos, a young honorably striking man, we bought him to him, and so forth and so on. So. The Rambam favors of abolishing that meaning. He says you have to correct an illness, and you speak like a doctor. You have to remedy this illness, and you have to abolish the myth. And yet we do. At least most of us. When I discovered this Joseph Rambam, I was a teenager at the time, and I was living at home in New Haven, Connecticut. And Dafka, I wanted to show that I knew it, so I may see it before I was reading about Sarah's Adibros. But was that correct on my part? Because they get the limit of the community. Be with your mother. What do I do in my community? I have a compromised position. Yeah. At the beginning of the league. Uh-huh. I explained it. I discovered something else, he says. Later I discovered the Rabbi Yosef says the same thing. Yeah. I didn't see that Moshe on that, but right here I discovered that sugar later. And I explained to the people, I can't abolish it. And I had no authority to go connected Doras who do it. And they're all trying to find a rationale for it. It's like the Kutzke Rebbe once said that Shabbos Parshas Yisro, he doesn't deliver at Russia because there's a guest speaker that Shabbos. Being that Kurdish Baruch with that Sarah Sadiq. You have a question? So, at my left. This is only spatial wise, nothing to do with ideological. Who said the Shabbos? Yeah. It could be. I don't know. Yeah, it could be. There is a tshuva in the Rashba, which I didn't incorporate here. The tshuva of the Rashba, it's called by others as well, is the tshuva of Yochasos or Ramban. In that section, Simen Rich Samach. They used to take the crowns of the Torah and put it on top of the one who received the Aliyah, the custodian. So it's a design in a sense. What goes on in the shows today, this is the least of the busyanas. And is it permitted? Is it not permitted? Try to find a rationale because it's for Kovet HaTorah, it's not for the person's personal use. And since it's for the sake of the Kovet HaTorah, it would be permitted. Try to find a rationale. Then you would do it for a chassid. Is it permitted to do it for a chassid? But the chassid is getting a personal use of it, should be done. So the, and then the children said like this, the soft of all, Hanach lahem he said, these are for the Jews. And he said to Yerushalmi, Kohat Borman Nehuki, Ben Taimah Vikorah Boro, We're not certain about the reason, but the rationale. Kohalokha shihi rofethes biyotko, anything that you're not certain about, halokha ha-minit, follow the minit. U'minhagam shi'iseo torahi, and the minit of Yisrael's Torah. In a situation where Ramban found it hard pressed to find a rationale, to take the crown of the Torah and put it on the head of an individual. He finds a hard pressed, there's no answer to it. He tries to cover our Torah. But between me and you, it's a good question. And he does concede that. This is what I wanted to emphasize to you. He concedes that. So he says, Hanach Nisha, let's rely on what Klal said. Mikomoko Mosim Barashi Ha'amoti Mashvachos, he's put on top of the servants. Vazekna, that's certainly ignored. Avokan ain't not in the Torah Ejet of the Kol HaTorah Kamosha Kasafti. That's what Demis is. But what do we see from this? When there's a minhag and we don't find a rationale for it, we can't comprehend. We should say it's only a minhag. We got to research it. And say perhaps there is a basis for it, we may not know the rationale. So we can't treat Minhagim too likely either. And this is what the Tom Sofer said. Also, I didn't put it out on paper. Yidano, he said, Shalom Yilad Ol Al Minhagi Yisrael, Shenela Tano. Remember. In the call, Mayim Chayim Eino Vim. Rodio ani lome ko ha mefakpe al mimusim u minogenu soris vediko achamo. If anyone treats it very likely, you better check out his format. Kimi she tol rosso u noso yiras ad Hashem kuloso v'yal dinokim lo yasik lo yitim atro the soul and so forth and so on and so forth. Hein ani olir Kohana Are Divre Kabola Imha Lochos Hapsukim Divre Kabola with the Halochos Chai Rishum Zorea Kohen. Then took that. Amalei Hazera Ashepizo. Rumazos Hamaira Hamaare Sifre Higoyon. Oh, we said to him now. In Divre Torah. Over Alfore Shova Hamo Yachdor. This is Shulah and Or HaChaim Nun Aleph, end of Nun Aleph. End of Nun Aleph. I can't hear you. The Rashba yet, but in the Chelek called Am Yuchasos Lo Ramban. The simulation. Got a further clarification of a minute. As you might be familiar, the Mon Brachis, as well as the Mon Sukkah, Brachis Yibalad on the Valet, and Sukkah is a Menhe in the days. The question about a Bracha for a minute. Do you say Bracha for Halim? The Gemara says for people that wrong will be God. I thought we'd say a bracha for a minute. What's the whole matter? Rashi mentions over there in Sukkah because it's not subject to the law of Lo Sasur. Lo Sasur Yomim is small. In Rashi's show. The no minute. If it's only a minute, it's no bracha. There's no system. It's not subject to no system. Many times I have the impression that we do make a bracha for him. The Rambam, there's no bracha for him. Shem Mevorachim Alamin. Ein Mevorachim Alamin. The Rambam does say in Hilchos Mamre, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, and also in his Hakdama. Anyone who does not follow the Pesach, the Bezdin, expresses Lo Sasumi Ko Adobo Ashi Yagid L'Chol Yomim Usmo. Whether it refers to matters which they through Kabbalah, Torah Shabbat there, or they derive the halacha from the Torah by means of exegesis, Yud Gimel Nidos, or Echad Borim She'asum Siyom L'Torah, U'lefi Mashi Hashor Tzricho, V'chein Ha'Tzeros V'Takonos V'Min Hokos. So from that text, the Rambam, it appears that the minhag, the concept of a minhag, is subject to the law of Lo Sasum. Well, if we follow the sheet of the Rashi, Rashi says that the minhag does not require bracha because it's not subject to the heading of Lo Sasum, but that which is subject to the heading of Lo Sasum requires a bracha. So why does the Rambam say there's no bracha? For Hallel, he goes on a minute, yes? Okay. Answer number one is the Maram Sheik. Maram Sheik was a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. For Chaim, Simiko, Fantas. And he says that. Then call, I mean, hug him, shove him. They're not all alike. A minhag which has been established or endorsed. I would say use the word endorsed, even though he says nisyasei. Avi Chazal, which you've learned in Bayam, gave the shoch when he saw the minhag I will say him, is subject to the heading of Lo Sasur. Avi minhag she higo mi atzma, Gam the Rambam let you Lo Sasur. So minhag in general, which merely evolved from the people, but there was no formal endorsement from a Bezdin, or as he uses the term, it was not nisyasei of the Chazal, then no bracha is required. And the Rambam is referring to Hilchos Mamre in reference to minhagim that were nisyasei of the Chazal. Yes. He doesn't touch upon that problem. You go either way. I threw it then that it would fall in the heaven many of you ticking. We don't know. The Rambam doesn't touch upon that, about minhag or ticking and so on. Yes. Yeah, over there is Bez Nagadol, correct. But you say that Lo Sasur only applies to what the Bez Nagadol? What about a later situation? Let's say a Bez Nagadol is not the Bez Nagadol. Klal Yisrael, let's say the question of having two wives. If you assume that, yeah, if you assume that.
All right.
According to Maram Sheik, it would appear that way. I grant you. The Chiddushah agrees, you know, the rebellious, the Brisker Rav, that's how, raises the question still. That is, we're obligated to observe it, that's what Lo Sasur is. But a minig was not given the status of a chesed shel mitzvah. Now you define what that is. But using the term chesed shel mitzvah. 2 days yontiv is different already. Because the second day yontiv, there is a chesed shel mitzvah there, he argues. Because you eat the matzah, the morah, and so forth. So we extend it from 1 day to 2 days. But the minig of Hallel, on Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't follow the pattern of a particular mitzvah of the Torah. So therefore, it was not, we don't ascribe to it what we call a chesed shel mitzvah. Yes?
That
I can't hear. You're right. All right, yes. I understand it. So what is a minig? It's not a chesed shel mitzvah. How would you clarify that to a non-yeshiva audience? What's the difference between a chesed shel mitzvah and a non-chesed shel mitzvah, which we're obligated to do? About the boss in the congregation, if you're taking up the challenge of entering the pulpit world, and saying the Hallel Rosh Chodesh, which you are reciting, is not a chesed shel mitzvah, it's a minhag. The Rav, Shlita, I can't hear. According to the Rambam, there's no bracha on Hallel Rosh Chodesh. No, the question asked about the matzah, the mor, and so forth, even though the second day is only a minhag, but it had the status of a chesed shel mitzvah. We just extend it from 1 day to 2 days. Or what about the tefillahs? You're asking about the tefillahs and I can't hear. I don't know. Look up the Greece. Come back with a report. That's it. The Greece is in the beginning. I don't know. In Hippos Rocks. It's in Hippos Rocks. Yes. Plenty around. Be careful. Don't underestimate. When you get Balabatni come to a shir, generally, and there aren't always many, but those that do come can be very, very intelligent. I'm always prepared with a shir for Balabatni. The B'nai HaYeshiva, but the intelligent minds. Now, convey that. Come back with a report next week. The Rav gives an answer. The Rav's concept is, he wants to suggest as follows. He wanted to. I think it's good. There's no profit for me. When you say, I shake and shut him, he says, son, he didn't instruct us. It evolved from the people. What is the concept of Los Sus? As you know, there's a machlegi between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says, Los Sus, from the Rambam, and so on. The Ramban argues. the Rav says the Ramban has valid arguments against the position of the Rama. The source is not because one doesn't observe the mitzvah of Rav. Very fine, the Ramban. The source applies to one who rejects the authority of the Chazal. I don't observe because I don't want to observe the Chazal. No, so he said it. He's rebellious. In other words, that Rosh Hashanah applies to a Zaki Mamre, and the Rambam says this is to be extended to any individual who simply rejects the authority of the Chazal. But somebody doesn't observe because he's about Taiva. Or he's not in the mood to say Hallel. Well, he has to run the class. I have no time for it. There's no Rosh Hashanah. So if he gets up in the morning, and he might remember today is a Chodesh, and we get to say, what, how, that's something you have a moment. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Consciousness, mutiny against the authority. That's why it's not a kasha against the Rambam. Tochna applies to it as a chov. Can you say the tzivon? There's no tzivon. I can tzivon from the standpoint of the Klal Yisrael, but not tzivon directly, let's say, from the Bezin or Mrs. Orais. It doesn't apply that to this, by the way, this arose. Everybody find, you know, Rav Reichman issued the Sefer to the Sefer on the Sukkah, according to Rav. Look it up there, yes. He's an expanded version of what the Rav said. And there are two answers. One answer is Los Sasur. The other answer is Shavu Michu Yagedecho, Uskeinecho Yomu. And he packed it in with a machlekes between the Rambam and the Shulkas regarding what kind of a punishment if someone does not follow a minhag, and so on and so on and so on. Since the Rambam is not as severe in terms of nidui for a person who is a bayan and a minhag as a Shulkas, the Rambam will say that the chiyuv, a sheki deshanu, is linked up with Los Asur. The Los Asur only applies to a halacha, kubur, a takon. But there's the other view, Rav Avya, says in the Gemara, the source for the bracha is Shalom Bichol Yagenecha, Uzkeinecha Yamolach, which includes Minhagim as well. The Rambam does not pass it according. Therefore, for a mimic, there is no bracha. But if you say that the source of the bracha will be Shalavicha, the Gedchos Kenech of Yomulach, so there's a bracha for a mimic as well. This Kenech of Yomulach means it is a practice which comes down from thorough things, but not a formalized halacha. Like Shalom Bicha, the Yidcha is similar to Shema Bnei Musar Bicha, which he refers to halacha. Whose Kenecha B'Yom Halach is similar to that, or parallel to Al Titosh Torah Sinecha. Ritzvi was asking why the Shultz is more macro in terms of punishment for one who's over a certain husband, poor, whatever it might be, whereas the Rambam is not. I can't hear.
But
He says it ties into the healthy pasuk, the as to what is the source for the brook. Because it's really a shining gemara. Where is the tzivanu? If it's a tashkonet chazal, there's no tzivanu. And yet, why do we need a second pasuk? Shall we hear Yehovah's getting up of Yom Allah? Isn't it not close to Surah? But the way the Tziv interprets it, that the second pasuk is more inclusive than the first one. I can't hear. I think he does. Yeah, I think he does. Now, let's turn again to the back. You heard of the Marat Chayes. He's in the back of the Gemara. He gives a darkening our Lord. This is the first volume. Let's take it from this. He's a fantastic work. And he deals with the authority of the Sanhedrin more than just in the triplistic sense. Midrashim, authority of Midrashim, Hami and Shabbat, and so on. And Daki Halim, or the Gemara. We live in the time period where the Reform movement was expanding and it still is still hugging. And he has some very interesting comments that I think it's eye-opening. So you might take the underline. I'm going to read everything here. Okay. Okay, where it says Parashishi. Very basic, how he outlines the issues. Nasimato ayin now yaniyam in hakim, ashe eno min hagi yiso vehetem, ashe inso etzlein ashloshe ponye. Opan horisho, eni yonim shomadaka. Vinindogin lo lisui, toro the rabbona yavke. For example, kimo hakoas homon vishas kriyas megillah. Vichay min hagi macholi, Cholo v'chag ha-shvus. V'yoni ha-licho l'noa v'yom alot shel Rosh Hashanah l'tashlich ha-kedomet. V'nos alon aran roa klau v'ado bozev zeh l'shono ein royal lilom ol mevateo shum mina. Ramo incorporates this in his ha-gos l'shuchanah. Ki lo l'chino nikvo u'bemes v'inu ki gam chazal yizhiro ol l'sonu al-piyoti bozev. And he quotes other situations. Well, that's one kind. Return over. It says, Ofan Hasheni. Ofan Hasheni, Yosin Amin Hagi, Mashe Momin, Inyani, Mipnei, Sheishvem, Shash, Vitzad, Sakon. Vishas. Muva harbe mo, ula mishmitu osam haposkin b'nei she'enom no'agim hayom. So you have the first category is ma'vikach. Fine, clap home. But don't be mizalzim. Eat ma'choli cholav on shvuas. It's not the most serious issue, but don't be mizalzim. Go for tashlich. Again, it's ma'vikach. But don't be mevatel. Right, today's the in thing anyways. The social hour on Rosh Hashanah. Ofan sheni, min hagi, because of sakana. And he quotes a whole list. But now, where it says Reish Lam Zayin, fifth line down, where it says Ula. See it? Ula va'ika be'elo mipnei she'matzo osam ispashti ruma v'choshishu she'bitu inyonim elo yigra machlokis atzumos upirat hadeyos ishiru osam lo mochim lo morim rak manichim osam v'stam. V'hog yisiru min hagam elo v'sifreyam v'nei yisiru osam v'mechuban l'vilti yimaye odam laharos. You see what it's reflecting. Ushmi has called Svacha and called Peretz. V'klav Eilu Mutash Yushogim Ayu Meizim. V'anichu Lahem Sheisnagu Kamo Sheisnagu Adko. V'eshech Hazman Yispatem Tzad Atzmo Ein V'kach Klum. To sit and kindly hug him, don't stop it. But don't encourage him. Leave it as it is. Will be fragat on ishtakach in yone darki emor. You have, for example, the question of Shlomi Kaponis. You're letting me show me close to it. Then you swing it around, what does it mean? So what we have is what someone says, I forgot which one. Sometimes they become Judaized. They leave it. Don't make an issue about it. Now it's the empty again. Every year there's a new, more and more synagogues joining this program of showing kaparos, you know, of making a more money affair. For many years, you told me we're satisfied with the money. And I'm going to say, hey, Yale, hold it stuck. Now we're back again to the old minigun. Slaughter. Don't make an issue. Leave it as it is. They like it, leave it. We brought out on the Shtakach in Yoni Takimon, Loshimanish, Islago, Om Kocho, or Iraq, this one Kodim, came Shom, Enomosi, oh, here it is. Enomosi, my Tommy Shunze, Rasha Hoshu, Shosim was a Mitzahine, Ain Shovel Brazil, about the Yoni Kalo, Nite Mokul, about Din Lako, the Yoko, of Rosa Rabose. What? Open Ashlishi. And this is where it's very common situation. Hema min hagim alahukim the base of Knesses. Vishas akhila kamov amiris and yotsis at the yutin the drach birchas kriyashma. Lemsa atfila. Ashinohu ketzlenu miyoshelo alpi chachomi. Vikushi hitiush yishoy adova ma moda matzot. Ayin tur or chayim, so forth and so on. Zelashono avo mashi hugad lachem shish yodi lamachos lo hugad lachem emes. Akeno mati anachlem yisir mutash yu shogim vayu meizitim zo yisivas yikosim anisha. It's a very important principle. Yu shogim vayu meizitim. Now, of course, there are gevulim to that. The farmers, parameters, obviously. But the basic concept is operative as an important principle in halach. You know, sometimes you may come into a short situation. I remember my younger years, kind of cycle, especially in the Talmud of the Rav, even like I was, say, the superior Talmud of the Rav, but a Talmud of the Rav, rationalize halachic practices, know the dynamics of halach, you come from all these, the chemsa shal mitzvah, and the kaviyah, and this and that, all kinds of things. Are you going to change it? I'll be halach. There's only going to it, you know that. There isn't in hope. Where was it practiced? In the clouds of the moon ago. And a lot of these, which he says in Shulchan Aruch, where his pleasure comes in 3 weeks, Chum Yaseva, and this and that, they're still in the clouds. You just can't uproot it. Because the security of communities dependent upon certain practices. And it's got to be guided very, very slowly. I know, for example, the Mishagatsin of Simchas Torah. All of this back is a bizarre yourself. The one I tried to stop it totally caused the rumpus out of
halachic authority. You know, every community rabbi is always the halachic authority, obviously. That is if they agree with you. But they get all excited when you're not to do this. Right? This is my congregation. You should know what this is. That's why we're towels like this. I said, oh, this can't go wrong. It's corruptness. But it should have been done more, a little more gradually like that. I mean, they didn't do it anymore. That wasn't the point. They weren't going against the low social problems. But it was like making them feel, and it's shattering them, basically. You gotta go slow. Save your choice. There were problems. They were faced with the problems of Krovitz and the problems of Piguti and the Sharitz, the Locha Sharitz, the interferences, the corruptions, the building God. He restructured it for his situation, followed by Yeshiva Elijah. But it didn't become universalized. Certain practices that God became were universalized. Open up a can on Shabbos. He said, Taylor will be one for ourselves. But not everything. Or schoolness. You can't impose so readily. It's got to be a very gradual situation. Just furthermore, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down in the next column. Umashia Masika Shriati the Tvila, Hemase Isokesha Chazor Satvila, Ilika Tvila. Already, since the Chazor Satvila is not Ika Tvila, sounds like a historical approach to the analysis of the Tvila. So therefore, we could be a little maker. Darikva, Yotza Omba, Shriatiba, the Tvila, the Lachash, I wish I was a Jew, Chazor, Siva, Rishman, Kesbar. You were faced with a problem. What do you do with the practices? You can't throw out the piyutim. You know, maybe halachic problems. So you look for heter. Look for a way out. You don't show you my aims. Even if, well, not such a hafsakya, because the chazos hashat is not nika, where you say, feel of the lachash, and so on and so on. Then you're in the middle of the page. Why are you showing that you're a chavsyoy? So I did the homework before you got home. Why are you showing that you're a chavsyoy? Simmerich von Kershe, he's sorry, happy, yoni happy youth. Listen to this. Great truth. The chesita shema, the so poor, keep it to him, kadosha, von Mies, wherever it is, no angush, you're in the aura. Worms, you want to say? Right? Okay, fine, I agree. The Pashas Chanukah Hamaskel Shnei Zaysi the cross in certain period Maschilin Shoma the Efsam Oro Mina Malkom in the Shocho. That means it's split it somehow, and it does not follow logically. Vina Yishtaku Izach Hachom Levatim Zos Madil VeYomer Kolam Oro Kamoshe Min Fonim. The Sifur Lochatme V'Zikne V'Yir Sifur Samina Shacha Hagirush Nisuku Hasforim. We see during Hatzvilos, Gam came to Tova. Below Nisha Musa Meish Rak Seda Hatzvila Shechetz of Nisrav, the Moreish. Nor Alasil, Nisha Meatav, they were Rak Emsam Oro. Betilat and Malcolm, Mushacha, the Nikma Shom, Lamina Kabu of the Hoes. Afshe Gil Ema Hakach, see the Sholem here for Yukum Shlem. The whole name was the Tudis. They didn't have complete Siddurim, they had half a Siddurim, so they didn't have Abbasinder, but it made sense. He just finally made the issue. And the minute remains, of course. Page Rishwana test. This is important. This is important. It should gea us as Mahigan of Gehilos. And even if you're not going to be a Monarch of Gehila, you're going to everything else but Rabban is at least appreciating the rabbi's dilemma. First column, last 2 lines. For Habeit no Re'eit. I consider this a classical thing. Habeit no Re'eit Kemidino Seno Vero Mechozos Kolin. Yerusha Nispatlu Amiras Ayosus Abiyut. The Chassidim, I believe, don't say as many Piyutim as the Ritva. וכן בחירס המצוס ושבוסוס ויום טוב זה כמה שנים. ולא גורמו הסנגוס חדושוס הלולו. שום פירות ודקס. ונותינג ריזולט, איך לא מחלקת. ותאם כי לא נספק להגדי צעוקוס לא צעוס רעוס.
In other words, there was no militant demonstrations. Let's remove the piyutim. No militant demonstration of stopping selling aliyahs and shabbos.
Do quietly. Don't make a tune.
Lo nosu v'nosu azeh v'pirsum. Lo nasu v'dinosenu kibbutzim yichidei skula azeh. There are no assemblages and no conferences. Lo nichtabu bozeh sidrei beis haknesses. Ki yodanu me'oz. Ki kol min hogin ko'elu. אשר אינם לפי הזמן והמוקום, אינם ישראל, ואינם עומדים נגד מרוצס הועץ. והגיעו חכמי הדוד ונרסינו כמו שסבינו על פי התורו, לא מורים לא מוכים שנעמו ברחוב, לא נאמר בזה לא ניסו לחתר, רק לכל ישראל כמו שליבו חופץ. וכן נהוג אצלנו שבי זהו בודי הפלילו עומדים הפילוטים, וברובם אין עומדים עושות. Uno va a scomo va a kibbutz va a pirsum bazeh mazik with studying shom. Yashir shahamon ha'om ha'ashir on tova zolikim no noga amikhev. And yogi la hafim vay minut al pidin tova. Vay minut ka. Vadaitam ha mahari acha minut shir yisir afil minut shkius keimu mahari acha ashkido. Rosa om ha'om ha'om a kibbutz va a pirsum lubata yisnadus ha'kamon. The problem is when we make a demonstration, a movement. Movement for removing piyutim. So then we unleash all our powers to be about everything. People will make distinctions. It's got to be, if you find something wrong, find that could be amended, take, have patience, do it quietly, little by little, make certain that it does not shatter the foundations of the community. Yes.
My father made a poem of Baha, so fleshly designed, but like people are just dumb sheep. When you talk to them with the MN, this is how it's the MN, so they can't figure this out, and their religion is the religion of like absolute amorosis, and so for the ignorant masses, we have to continue on with this charade, especially the bit on. Why are you thinking about these?
Let me give you my experience. Intellectually, I like to agree with you. Well, not everything will take place according to how intellectually you like it to take place. When I was in Toronto, free life material. I had a show, and I had a mix, a real Arab Parshians. There were a couple Canadians, but I had Hungarians, and Yekis, and Polaks, Miguel Sanders, and one or two Lithuanians. Try to work out the mix. Okay, for example, Tishri. This is about what do we mourn? The sea has freedom, right? I see, you take all, you know, these old-fashioned booklets or kitinos. I can assure you 99% didn't know what they were saying. So people, some couldn't see either properly, either it wasn't printed properly, or they couldn't see it was too hard. I see. It's ridiculous to say all. But I have to be careful. That kid might say it. The poet's not a word. And I'm more Litvish oriented. I'm not a Litvak. But my kind of religious upbringing and learning is more. We compromise. Okay? Centuries. I announced, I'm not going to. I got an argument. This is public. That's enough for you. So, that time, they get to become support. Because I seem to be more money. Other times, no one carries with support. You just can't so readily undo it. Because that's their religious expression. They feel good that way. They are sincere. Most of the people are sincere. Maybe feel from a pure halachic and liquid standpoint, not necessary. But don't we all do things that may not be halachically grounded in the Rambam? But it's a practice. You mean to tell me that you are pure halachist? No, because what is this value here? When we pastor, what are we pastoring? Deer? Are we pastoring deer? Well, one sense we are. But we're pastoring values. If you look really on the D, what shape are deer? That's not a value. There's a value that we have to clash of values. We want to be intellectually honest. But we also want to make certain that there is shalom in the community. We don't want to compromise on one hand. On the other hand, we don't want to shake up the community on something that may do harm to more major situations. It's a balancing act. If I had my own shibo, I would do a lot of things and would not do a lot of things that I would be in total control. I have my 10 people, everybody would follow along with me. I'm talking even if I would be around, just as a follow bus. And that's what the Vilna Gaon did. There was the Vilna Gaon's cause in Vilna. But Vilna didn't all follow the practice of the Vilna Gaon. He could not. He influenced the whole generation. Sure, there was a certain halach of his that became the vote. But not everything can we accomplish just like that. We will shatter the whole shalom bias of a community. And I don't say don't try. I do. There are a lot of things I do, and people who come in. I still have a problem, for example, with God Yisrael. I insist that we say God Yisrael aloud. And I explained it a number of times. You know how long it took to ground it in the congregation practice? Because wherever they went, God Yisrael is subdued, right? Even here, by the way, only certain minyanim will have going still recited a lot. But it takes time. But you can't suddenly say, this is the way it's going to be. Gradually. Now you have a new situation. Till now, everyone said, everybody became lumbid today because many sheep decisions are fresh. Is more and mashiach, more and is a unit, is the Atzmo, or is part of the sequence of the Malkachai and so forth? People get confused. You get, some will say, Mashiach of Gosh, and Baal Pati will say that. Some of the Atzmo came out with Mashiach of Gosh. And they have these young fellows who come from out of sales, from there, and so on. They pick up the Atzmo, your bomb is no longer good for them. And they start reciting Mashiach of Gosh. People get a little shocked. My father's upset. My father's a very independent minded religion. I am a very independent minded religion. Just be careful when it comes to this. They feel secure. Yeah. Right. So I introduce it gradually. You take the Nusach. Sometimes you get a chazan who's very good and introduces another thing. A little difference. I get bored sometimes with some of the things on the token, some hidden name, the humility of the chazon with the hidden name, all kind of shtikar. Sometimes a nice little modification. You have a beautiful voice. And this is one area where I'm a great coward. I don't express it to you, except to my wife. only in this matter. I'm not saying more matters, actually. But, there, of course, in a certain mode. You change that mode. It's a cycle saying. Life is in the known. Who knows where they got it from? But the Mario says, don't change yourself. And the Mother Mario says, you know why? You shouldn't be the father of the people. Try to change a calotinium to another note. Try it. Where you get incalotinium from? I have a very suspicion that the way they say angel of Daniel, someone held a beer jug in his hand and was saying, if you try to change it to a modernized Israeli melody, it's difficult. Yeah, there have been efforts, but you can't suddenly thrust them on. Because they are raised that way, they're conditioned. This is my religious approach, so on. It takes a lot of education. That's what I do in Shul. That's what I explain it from the pulpit. And I keep religion, I keep it, and there have been changes. But careful. This is what he's saying. Don't make a movement out of it. Do it something. Because he's talking about his trying to. We have the same thing to do. A movement. We're making movements today. The way you want it down in the cult is a movement, a military demonstration. Don't ask me whether I'm agreeing or not agreeing with the whole idea. That's not the issue. But we're always demonstrating it, and that raises the ire of others. Anything that's done to them, first thing is demonstrated. This is what he says, that's going to cause trouble. He agrees. We have a problem, a lot of men hugging on out of place. But how do we revise it? Okay, take care of that. A basic Gemara dealing with Minhagim is a Gemara in Tzach. Gemara in Tzach. Story about the Beishon. I think you came across it before. Didn't you know one of your earlier lectures? Yeah. Rabbi Kevlin said it. But you know the story. The first generation would not take a trip to the town to do any business on Friday afternoon. And he wanted a heifer. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Sorry, no heifer, gentlemen. Why? Shema b'ni Musa Rabicho, v'asito shnor asimecha. That means it's never a heifer for a minute. And once a minute has been established, it's never a heifer. And are there distinctions, different categories, subcategories of minhagim? It seems like. Well, Tosis discusses the issue, greater left, and the knowledge. Who made the decision whether it was the Torah or not the Torah? What is a minhag koruah? And so on. A summary of the concepts of minhagim I found in the Chayyot. Chayyot. It's a very good thing. It says, Cloud Kuf Bob, Dean, Thorin, Chasser, and Yeshua, Minhag. He discusses, of first, of course, the minhag of kidneys. Practice does not need the kidneys. There's more of a sense of the visa. Then there was a question about payros, yudation, dried fruits. I don't know how they were dried. And so I'm dealing with Pesach. The next page. beginning with Zion. Well, you can take all this. Well, which is called Barim Halolos, meaning I will say him, Mutal and Sorek Gutta, all the Cholet. Avila Imbo Sakono, all the Sorek Tino, and Shechen Harvey Lakach. Next item. The Barim Halotorim, Vachayim Norgo Boy Yisur, Vechamasha Yisur, Shoch Yisur, Vachshon Yisparlo, Shohu Mutar, or Shoy Savu, Shoch Yisur Gado, Vishparlo, Shay Yisur Kokach, Ava Gachi, Shom in the Surah Katora, Klakos of Ramwa, the Yoridayim, the Noagin, his first army, they know that that cloud ain't Surah Katora. If it's a mimic, it was the toss, that means with a misconception, either that it was Usher, or that it was, he considered a very serious offense, and then he discovered that he had a misconception. He says, that some are of the opinion require a Torah, like a Neder. Another is to say, no, a Torah is necessary. Now, yes. I mean, no, don't make a mass precious like Hasidus. We go on our regime, these animals, the Talmudim, we play Rosh Hashanah, Sersi, and Sugar. I know you shall make a boss of the Yahin, you say, the Talmud is a Piyosidim. Say, how they can Neder. In Bratza Lazo Mechamashi in a Boritzer Latiro Negro Mishlosha. Mitzat Mecharoto, Shem Ischari, Shroi Kein Hashem Eda, Shil Yoda Shem Ischari, Bo Ha Yenodim Moshele. And so, please, we have to look. Not all agree to it, by the way. Not all agree to it. Some say it would not be possible to make a Hatorah. See, the question is, if he is Mikado, a certain minhag, is that in the category of a neder? Or is it a category because like a mitzvah? This is the problem. If it becomes someone like a mitzvah, there's no Hatorah for it. Hatorah only applies to that which he has misunderstood. Yes. Yes. So what is the problem? That's what I was saying before. I like the chemical. I like to have it every house. Yeah, I would go along with it. So number one is, if you build a gun, it's actually a thing. I'm going to take it. I mean, my wife is a descendant of the Roman Empire. I don't think even with that truth, I'm saying, well, she is a direct descendant. But, what? That's right. Yeah, I can help. And to one of the salvations. Not the salvation, by the strong sister. Okay. That's my ear. She didn't give me nothing. But I got it. So when I'm in certain company, it's a riot. Never get nothing. That will tell you. That will make a buck on this. But when I'm in certain company, I say, my wife is in the room of God. I know, they may not stand up for me, but I stand up for Asia's Chavir. I mean, this is very important. This is a is worth more than gold. Right? No, but there's another problem. Your soul is just... I'm not a coward. But you have to be able to choose your visions. Someone asked, that was the secretary of one of the dear rebbes, was a man of power. He said, how did you ever become so powerful? He said, I never fought for an issue in which I thought I might not win. Always fought for an issue that you do win. So after a series of witnesses, he's a power witness. Same here too. You care, take everything. You have to select your issues. I'm not talking about when there's a DC problem. I'm talking about a question of a microphone. I'm not talking about a lot of things which should, you've got to put your foot down. But you've got to know too. You've got to put down to that. I can't do that. It's an art. It's their thing. Yes. One at a time. And yet, all of Europe, prior to the emancipation period when many people already became non-Orthodox, when all of them were committed to Allah, and yet, what? You're going to have the guts to change it? See, this, let me understand. I appreciate your dilemma. We have an ideal conception of what it should be, and you're right. But we have to pick, select. Different to us? That's all that I said, yes.
This part of policy was that it was just very ancient Rome set out upon, and I think the Rome's really revived and perhaps good faith to set out upon, and it ended up being more masculine to be more than helping. I mean, once you adopt an attitude like that, towards the time where there are philosophic attitudes that are solved, like you're supposed to yell about it, coming a little bit restrained, and say, well, it's okay. I think once you've done that, it's not just great leap from there, say, well, I don't know, you should find from an answer, you know, you find things really clear, or, I mean, it's just, why do you come to the same thing? I mean, once you start down on a road like this, and that's the part that concerns me, it seems like you become almost like accessory to the, like the wrongdoing of the Kahal, instead of being like a more aesthetic, that's quite a lot of things.
Why do you, I go along with you, but I think there are several things that are lying. All that we have spoken. But more important is that the road becomes a knowledge halachic authority in this community. They gotta have the confidence that he knows what the previous talk. That is very crucial. If they don't have that confidence in the love, we certainly can't make proper changes. No, but yet, but even minor things, you do have to be acknowledged. For example, you take the question, a simple thing, Shah Malos, he once says between Yishtava and Baruch Hu, association, like this a lot of question. I'll stop you whatever. For some odd reason, they think I know what I'm talking about. So fine, the rabbi says, well, if a rabbi doesn't command that kind of respect, he says, my father said. So it's a number of factors that you have to be able to articulate the position, not Yeshiva Hebrew, not Yeshiva English, but with a command of authority, and able to move your own yourself. But you're not going to revolutionize it overnight. Well, that's not good either. They won't respect them. No, they won't respect them. No, they will not respect them. Take a lady's fair attitude, I think, is harms a lot of kids. No, I'm a country. I think a strong attitude, but I have to know how to select. There is a, but they gotta have the confidence that you know what you're talking about. They have to build up a following to the shore, to the pulpit, to discussions, to writing.
This is the part of the next year, say, Rabbi, five years we've been doing X, we've been saying to your Hamalas, last 10 years, you've been dying with us, every year we've made Shuba, and now the part you come to us and tell us it wasn't good what we're doing for the last 10 years, here's the cycle of awkward.
No, all you have to not articulate it. You never say it's no good. No, you gotta use language, proper language. I can, for example, someone has to go shyly when it's permitted not permitted. I don't have to say it's us, sir. They get their like porcupines. Good. No, don't do it. It's preferable. They get the message, but they don't feel they're being attacked. Not say, let's say, with the Shamas, anything else. They say, you know, there are two positions. This is the issue why some say it. This is the issue of the reasons why many authorities are not in favor. They feel that you're articulating intelligence and you have the command of the reasons. They say, many authorities do believe that it's preferable not because of the questions that may arise and we have to use plausible excuses for it. They think that concept, you know what you're talking about, do they? They're going to say, gentlemen, this is wrong, and Rasalvetchi doesn't do it, blah, 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 and it is, and everyone calls the wrong. Let me tell you, it's a schuss to quote it, if you can quote it. But they get shattered. What's this? We're doing wrong or our lives? Never see that. It's perfect. Rabbi Soloveitchik feels because of this reasoning, and therefore he has introduced it in his own name, of course. I take another question of is it a coin of Machalo Shabbos token? Something of yes, something of no. You have to explain the reasons. It would be preferable. Because Sokka Sabbath, who are they going to look to for as an authority? You. I'm not talking about the chutzpah. But the average one still looks to you as an authority. But you've got to command that authority. And you can succeed. And it has been done. I think I have done it many, many times. I took pot shots. I was radical in the eyes of people, at least felt, since I didn't attack them personally. But you respect everybody, but there are preferable approaches. That's the issue. Don't downgrade, because you downgraded their tradition. How would you like someone to downgrade your tradition? I think I'm going beyond the course of your practical divinity. You can shut it. No, I'm willing to help Father share a little bit that I know. And you take it or you leave it.
You get a very peculiar sound coming back from this from the reception on this machine. I'm wondering what it can be. Meaning of. So we begin. I wanted to begin today. Not in order, there are some other materials which I've come across
just for your information. The question was raised last time, if admitting is an error, it should be corrected, why don't we correct it? Especially young mismachim or erev mismachim, you know, very idealistic, and they're ready to attack the communities and correct and rectify. I found material in the Maratz Chayis, in earlier chapters. I encourage you to read it, by the way. It's not under obligation, but it's for your embellishment. Also, in the section called Darki Horo, I'm quoting a little bit from chapter 2. The other side, he says like this, why they did not change. It's an obligation for the person to rectify and to reprimand the people. He says, that's in the case where there's a possibility, we're not certain, possibility that they will follow our wishes. But where we are in great doubt, not in doubt, where we are certain they're not going to follow the wishes, then let it go as it is. And this is the reason, he says, that there is a risk in shattering the whole community. He said they will confuse and misconstrue what it's all about. Furthermore, these are dvorim asher mevinim ki koshe lahachzir om lemutar. V'yesh chshash shiyavra v'yisu v'mezik v'yad v'mer. If you tell them that this is asher and they will not pay heed, they'll do it despite you anyways. That's the fear. Afa pi sheyi yodim chomer ha'isu. Yichshiru lehem ha'i ha'idezer shechipsu eitzos merochok lahatil lehem derech ha'alomo. At times they would use some kind of loophole or skirt the issue. Ba'idei averas isu ka'al mipenei sheyodim sheyim lo yatiru lehem ha'derech ha'kotze v'hotel yelchu derech ha'rechov. Muta lachato be'esa hechrach be'iso kal me'lavo al iso chomo k'klau godu etzleno. Then he cites some basis to this kind of thinking in the Chazal. You see that the Chazal are matzah certain matters because yodam bohu al momono. You know, if you tell a person he can't do it, they'll say, well, he's not going to lose money because of that. I know, I'm teaching now, he's a neshech, the Balabat. You know, he's a neshech, deals with a very serious offense, violation of a terrible Easter. No, it's talking about the people. The people. And so, you know, you have to, is just some people, sometimes, well, I'm allowed to do it in business. What do I do with business? They have to very cautiously and carefully put down what the thing is and how the Chazal worked it out. So that in business, there are certain aspects that we call avak ribis is usher, but however you do it in a certain format where it will not be necessary, ribis will be permitted because the Chazal, and I gave a whole lecture last night, the Chazal were not anti-markets, they're not anti-capitalists, but it's some kind of a controlled capitalism. I mean, because they did not want the iser of ribis to be violated. So in other words, he says, he sometimes got to use caution. And he says, we see it in the Chazal. Furthermore, he even quotes the Sukkot. He says, this kind of thinking, this kind of orientation, we find in the Torah itself. Chachomim she'itiru mifnei achshosho ulai lo yishma leko morim, lab mitzat atzmom omru, rak mitoras Moshe lomduzos. Where? You want to guess? Shiraino, ki ko inyan hete yifas tohau, eino al piyadim. Why should it be permitted? Can we give heter that is permitted with a non-Jewish woman? Because sometimes you hear people say, well, I understand with a non-Jewish woman is not as us as it is with a Jewish woman. Rak mishum de lo dibra Torah rak neged yitzaho. Sheim lo tatireno ha-toro b'de'acheta b'kosher, oza yavo b'shat nefesh. Umutav sheyochao bosa tmuso shchitos v'lo yochao nevelos. But he adds, the chalutzei tzova mutorim lecho koha yisurim. As you know, today, I know if you learned it in Chumash, where's the Daf Yudalot there, where they're permitted to eat of non-kosher meat when they're in warfare. In Yirahu, if they'll be hungry, lo yisuma lecho v'hatam. Why did they permit it? She yorda Torah l'sof daito sholado. The bomo shel arayos u'bishas nochomo. V'chei bomo shel achilo b'shas nochomo. Im uro'e b'yoseh b'may mazeh hayetze mizgabir b'yoseh. V'ataivo bo eres bo. U'kima'at ein efsharut shi'i odom odom v'sholit oz al ma'asa. Now, I'm not advocating let things as it is. We have to go out there and want to rectify it and to correct it, whether it's in the area of halacha, strict halacha, din as we call it, or in the area of minhagim. But we can't go in there like a bull in a china shop. That's what he's saying. We got to deal with human circumstances and human conditions. This is the Torah advises us so. We see that the Torah understands the human condition, the psychological condition, where it was, he calls it a heter. The heter Yufas Torah, for example. So therefore he says further on, I'm just quoting excerpts, when he says she is kind of doesn't bow on Momono, Bachashosha, she yava, homo, he tirolo hakalo. Lomdo achroni, Bameshi, tiro sono, laharim, the Mechiras Homets, Lamocho, Aidea Pesach and Mechir. Now, for example, my personal practice as a rabbi in the community, I disallow Homets Doraisa and to be sold in my star material. I disallow it completely. Only thing I allow is the schnapps. But even there, Achron deal with that particular issue. Whether it's a deraisa, not deraisa, the Obama, whatever it is, a Chof Yaakov, there are many sources of that. Okay, I take the, in there, it's because why? Why do I make such a distinction? Because why was Mechiras Chametz permitted? There was a time period, if you read, by the way, in Zevitz Modi Mahalach, and discusses in sources, or in certain areas, I think, Prague, elsewhere, where the main panasa of people were, what was it? Beer. Liquor. In many areas, it was the saloon. That was the central economic source for the community. And the mills. And if you tell me you have to give it away, it will be an economic crisis for the community. That's a pikuach nefesh. So they introduced the allowed the mechiras chametz. Then after a while, rabbonim took over. They became the shulchan. Some achronim were opposed to it. I forget the name. I think the marsham. I don't recall. He said very simply, we have to be able by roy by motzi for the whole community. Let them do it on their own. There were rabbonim who hesitated to get involved. But it was a pikuach nefesh. People were impoverished. It came to my community. I'm not saying I have the richest community in the world. I certainly don't have. But I know that they don't have to go to wall bombs and try to get the bread 5 cents cheaper per pound before Pesach. They could afford it. They still buy nice homes. They're still renovating the homes. They still have a couple of cars. They're still going to Aruba and so on. So for Pesach, you'll say, so you will spend, save $100. That's it. So I put down Mechiras Chametz. Not on my Mechiras Chametz at all. Some object. I got one or two who were not so Chametz to me. Because
I allowed it 1 year. And so, and I see he's got a stack full freezer with pizzas and all this kind of stuff. I went to the house to check what he had. I said, this year I'll be marking. I have to itemize everything you have. The following year, please, I don't want to be involved. So, Taka, Kachava, and with this fellow who doesn't want to, who wants to save the few bucks, Kach Yiyya, doesn't sell commas through me. Fine, I'll lose a cent on it. Stuck to losers, I don't. Unfortunately. But they got to know there's a deal. So there's a time period. We have to see what the circumstances are. Well, at time. Here, we got to make that kind of correct. We got to be, we got to impress upon them the Yisrael Chametz of Bayroy, Bayimotzi. It depends on circumstances when you can carry it out. In this kind of society, you know, there, and now there are other rabbis, not myself only, but are very insistent on that. Others follow the old minhag. Everybody, whatever you have, bread, you have a cake, you have, all kinds of flowers in Shvei Chomes, we don't, they still sell it. But it comes to Harama. And there was a time period when the Harama was necessary to such an extent. So he's saying where it isn't necessary, that's when you make the rectification. It goes in anything we do. Furthermore, I have it here, the Ramah. What do you do? Shmita. You have a loan. So you write out what? No? Write out a puzzle. Okay. That's understood by all of us, right? And now today, it's a big event. It's publicized in the Jewish press, in which communities, and have pictures, and so on. Very nice. We're going into Yashikir for those who have reinstituted the concept of the Prusbo. In Choshen Mishpat Samach Zayin, the Mechaber Paskis, Ein Shmitas Ksofim Noheges Min HaTorah, Ele Bizman Shehau Yovel Noheg. Divrei Sofrim, Shedei Shmitas Ksofim Noheges Bizman HaZeh, Bechol Mokom. Right? That's the Mechaber. Ramah. Keinu Hashtonas HaPoskim. Avol. Yeshomim de shmita noheges bizman hazeh. V'nira shaleihem samchu b'medinos elu she'enohagin din shmita klav bizman hazeh. V'aminek hoyu nohagin adayim bizman harosh. Kamosha kosav v'tshuva. Then he quotes further from the Rosh, or about the Rosh. Shohoyat soveyach kekruchyo levato haminek. He yelled, he screamed, he shouted, and that's the Rush. When we talk about the Shittas of Rush, I mean, it's the Rada, it's trepidation. You don't sort of play around with the Shittas of Rush. And yet the Rush was very, very angry. He wanted to be Mavata the Minig, below Ashkuchu Bay. They didn't pay heed at all. Ukvar Kosu Gamkin Achron. And then that there are some achron right tam leminar shei noig and shmita kimavu v'diva marit so forth and so forth. The Sma says shayet soveya kekruchio levato haminar kein kosas gam kein hatur bishmo v'chosah b'sov v'ani miyom bo'i lekan eni don shelo tashmei tshviz v'gam eni. So say min hagam, ela ani meinicham ladun b'min hagam. So as we're saying here, you can shry, you can yell, sometimes they ain't going to pay any attention to it. And you have to abide your time to when, you got to be very strategic about it. That's what they're saying. And if someone will say to us, the Rush says, it's us there, we certainly will follow it. But as after a crystallization of Psak Halacha during the time period. Not giving heterim, but we got to be careful how we approach it. And he quotes that, by the way, that particular Rosh here as well.
Is it much like many of these sources that if they had been able to use the fear, they would have used it?
If they would have been able to use what?
Coercion. on the community that they wouldn't use that option?
Probably, but it seems they couldn't succeed. And by the way, I don't go along with coercion. That will not succeed. That succeeds momentarily. Then they ask you to retire. And I'm talking about myself. I don't consider myself a weakling. But you got to use strategy on what you do. I mean, there's a way of saying things, too. I remember once, there's something not similar to this, but I'll give you an idea what it means using strategy. The question is about a program for Saturday night. So looking for one that will not charge more, so someone suggested a woman singer. Well, I'm not excited, but on the other hand, I don't think in the show it should be Koisha. I don't need the whole world tumbling down. I don't think most of my Bob Bakken would have been concerned anyways. I'm talking about the Shomer Shabbos as well. I said, you know, let me check it out. Let me speak to so-and-so. We may be able to get a very good entertainer. Kaha, called so-and-so. Yes, good price. We got a beautiful entertainer. Worked out fantastically. I inquired about this and he's excellent. The following year, question was raised. So someone said, yeah, I heard that there's a certain woman in the community that does very well. So one of the balabusters, a very good Hasidic of mine, said, I know the rabbi's feeling about this. I never said a word negative, but they learned through action. If I were to come out the first year, we cannot have it, it's a halakhic question, and we all become, you know, philosophers. Halachic philosophy. That's good in Shia. You go out there and say, halachic problem here. They say, well, he's a fanatic, he's this and he's that. But through strategy, worked out. If only says, I know the rabbi's attitude, but I never had a problem. Never had a problem. Or sometimes I'll say, you know, preferably be better the other way. I don't say us there always. Sometimes I say it's us there. But at times when I know it's going to be difficult to put it over because they won't grasp it, because they're not halakhic scholars. There are two views, but preferably it would be better this way. And it follows. I never had a problem. It's how it's done. And that's strategy, right? Then he discusses the difference between the Spartic approach and the Ashkenazic approach. And indeed, Surim Ashkenazi were more Machmir Nereus than the Sparta. But in Mominus, it was in the reverse. And he has a very interesting historical insight. He says, I don't know if it's historically correct, but he does say, amongst the Spartan, they were not as downtrodden as Jews and Ashkenaz. They are more elitist. We call bearing, more princely bearing, very wealthy people who had even influence in the court of the sultans and so forth. In Ashkenaz, it was not so. There was more fear, persecution was heavier, and it was difficult making a panasa. Therefore, in Dini Mominus, they were more male. And very often, the minik was not always in accordance with the Svetana. Took that under consideration. Again, bear this in mind. I don't want to be misconstrued, especially if you've got an official paper. Is that I'm not saying put it aside or dismiss it and let them do as they wish. We have to correct. And we have to revert back to what is proper. But on the other hand, I have to not do it. It's a strategy. For example, I'm not being that God, you say, should be said aloud. And Shechnot doesn't say you should subdue your voice. Says those, I think Mishnah Brura says that if you don't want any hefset between Goy and Yisrael, Shmonesu, so say it along with the Chazan. I don't think they ever said, say it in subdued voice. And I explained this a number of times, the whole concept of why the Brura should be said aloud, I quoted the Rav and so forth and so on. It took a very long time. Because it got back to me, you know, I went into a shul, Brooklyn, say Kaddish, now for sure. They never heard of it. The Rav never heard of it. Now, I'm not going to say the Rav didn't attend the Shulam, I didn't know the deal, I didn't look it up properly in Shulam, I wouldn't say that. But I said, well, there are two approaches. But I prefer, this is the approach that should be used here. And you do it here, you should do it. I mean, at least some of the minyanim. So what the individual raised the question last week, I just want to reply to them. Yes, sometimes we do have the chance. And not sometimes. There are plenty of times. There are plenty of corrections we have to make in the communities. And we must never succumb to the practices which we feel are incorrect based on our knowledge of halacha and argument and so forth. But it's going to take strategy with understanding. And just according to Mark Hayes, who was not a member of the Reform movement at that time, because he fought against the Reform movement. He was one of the fighters on a scholarly basis. He was a gone only. What he had was sensitive to the Derech HaPsak of the Chazal. Let's take the Chayei Adam. Yeah, a few interesting things today. I'll show you. First, the Chayei Adam. Need the Chayei Adam. Is after the Rabbi Yosef Kolob. I think I have to thank Rabbi Rebek. You informed me about the Chayoda. I'll give you credits, you know. Yeah, right, hopefully. It looks like this. It says page 510 in the Chayoda. Let's start with, let's see. I can't hear. Some we did. Let's go to Bays. I think that's where we didn't do that. No? We didn't do it? We'll just say. Let's start from now. We'll take one. I'm not going to do it at all. You know how to read. Is that a requirement for Swivel? All right, I'll just. Kol mine kitnis as daronim kegon l'chol dar shavolam bein heim atzma shleim bein kema shalhem afilu so forth and so on and so on. Last two lines there says ach hagonim shal yekamo meyo shono l'foneo nohagu leso mifnei tamaratzim shal yevol litos v'yomru maishna kemach kitnios or kemach heim mine dogim lo yodol hatam l'chei nohagu kol tfutzos hagolo hashkenazim. וכן במדינות פולין שגם הם נחשבים לבני אשכנזים לאסור ואפילו לבש של קיטניוס ואורז ודוחן שלהם אוסרו הכל מבני הטוס שכן שבימיהם וגם עד עכשיו וכמה מקומות אוסרו מהם קמח ובזה דומה להימינים ויום וכשם שמותו לבשו אלו כך מותו לבשו הימיני דוגו לא יודעו שאלו אינו בואים לנחימות וכן שעבוסינו נורגו כך also lona lishanos mishum atito shtura simecho abu muto litcho vela foso kei matzos vilecho. You're allowed to make the matzos out of it? Bichoyim chol min hage yisrael shenoagu beis adogo afa pishloso dogo zeh letakono el shenoagu kei mi atzmon yike iso lona mi divrei nevim kama shoma atito shtura simecho so on and so on. Abu dogo shetiknu chazal ואפילו הגאונים שבזמננו לעשות סיוד וגדר לתורה עוזי עושה לשנוס ולעבדו רייסה תקשיב לא ססור. There was a question how to interpret לא ססור. לא ססור is simply we're over a תקון החזל, or the Rav suggested that only if we are rebellious against it but not if we simply violate an Yisra Abon. That would just be, simply be a violation of Yisra Abon.
Therefore,
לכן משעס הפחק, שנועד המהלכו על בתוך הגודל מוטל לבשת קיפניוס ושעס בור. כל מה שאפשר לזוהם מאורס בתוכם, רצ'קן שקורן סוף עושו יזוהם מהם, כי הם דומים יוסר להימין. מקום אופן בידי עבר, נוף עושו ועושו, he's dealing with the whole issue here. Base. I don't think we need that. He's going to those issues of what we may eat, not eat. Next page, let's see. Next page. Zion, this is what we need. Dvar mamutorim v'achim nogu bo yisur v'chamasho yisorim cho yisur v'achsho nizbarlo shehu mutor o shehu savu shehu yisur gadol v'nizbarlo shein yisur kolkach afagash yish omrin desori chatora kva kosev ramon so simen al denogin
If it was a minute based on an erroneous assumption, then does not require any Hatorah at all. Nearly deem who me town shall shush and shall eat and shall lay in mind the Norgan came up my siog, Dino could have some of seven things. These are nearly posh, the Mashi is Norgan shall let out snow, the shum shame was a shum top, Mutashari, Lahatulan, the Pshitas, the Vada Brazil, Shah Shum Siog. It's interesting, I know one community, they engaged a certain rabbi, I don't mention name, that would be an outstanding rabbi Rove, an American Rove. And he thought he was a liberal because of his background, was what people do consider so as a liberal. And then he came to the community, large community, a large shul, and he found out that the preceding rabbi, who was a Orthodox fellow who went into another movement, did not table the dishes. So he told the dishes, he insisted on totaling all the dishes in the hall, catering hall. They were surprised, he thought he was a liberal. And suddenly he's insisting upon Tfilas Kalim. Then came Erev Pesach, the preceding rabbi asked onions. Because there's old minig in Europe, I think, with onions, not to use onions or some other vegetable. Because in Europe, everything was mixed up. The vegetables, the wheat, and so forth. So he asked it, old minig. So this fellow comes along and is matzah. He says, nothing wrong with it. If I plain onions or whatever that vegetable was. So they got confused. What is he, a right winger or is he a left winger? So he got the whole congregation confused. So he's trying to correct an erroneous minhag. On the other hand, he's trying to establish that the running of the shul, the operation of the shul, should be in accordance with the halacha. And therefore, he insisted on Tfilas Kalim. What? No, not this fellow. Not this particular fellow. I know the case. Okay, I know him and I know the situation. Otherwise, it's a story. I will not go make mas precious for Hasidus. See, this is very basic here. You go and regil me sanos with tanesim with a Rosh Hashanah. Where says you make sure. Vanogim shlo lecho vosa v'yayim yitzayim yitamos kiyosavim zavi keneder. In what's a lazo mechamashin a borit circle had to nibo of the shlosho. The yiftach, the charoto, she mischarit, she no akin the shame nedo. The liyoda, she mischarit, lohoyo no de lishum of the losh nedo. Al chira, brismila sozo, that's a mutter anyways. In other words, if somebody assumes the minute not to eat gebros on Pesach, and then later it's a problem, it's very difficult for him. His teeth got loosened up. What should he do? There he would make a neder. Because he was under the impression that, and he wanted to assume a chumrah. He did not assume because it was, he thought it's takos, mitam halacha, but a certain precious on his part. So there already would require a halacha. Yes?
In the case of
Gibra,
or in the case of what they're waiting, between
he's coming
to right?
Yeah, right. That's on that. She has to shift over to him.
But that she require a darn before
Not a thing that Torah Siddur requires him, because she's bound to him already. But don't say it. Probably. Yes. Yeah, yeah. We're coming to the Kehillah. It's coming to it. And these are general clothing which are important. That's the Gemara in Sakhi, which I had Zerax for you. That means that, you know, the story there, but if I should hear from there, you had this on a previous sheet, I think, Rav Tendler sheets, am I correct? So there's the Shaila is that when they assumed that Chumrah, was there like a Neder? Or they're like a mitzvah in the Torah. That means an additional mitzvah the Rabbani called. The Havikilu Kibu Alem B'Yisra Torah. Vim Kain, Lo Mahani HaTorah. There's no HaTorah at all. That's the Ramban Shita. Yesh Omni Digam Lezeh Mahani HaTorah, like a Rosh. Lezeh Noteh Das Pri Chodesh. Now, where's this Pri Chodesh? In Tes Tov Vod, Tov Samach Vod in Or HaChayim. Over there, there's several columns of the Pri Chodesh. The day after you finish all your exams and you're moved for expansion of your intellectual halakhic horizons and you have patience, it's worth reading the Rivosh. It's a fundamental Rivosh. Pre-Chodesh, I mean. V'imu dobo she'kol b'nei hu'i anargul kach afilu l'das ha'matiri she'yichol l'hati b'charotza haino she'kol b'nei hu'i mischartim. That's what you were raised out of. This is not an issue which we're dealing with here now, today. Just for that, you need additional time for it. Next, let's go to Halacha Yud. Avim Labba Hochihu, Rachiso Shu Hasidus, in Kain Dino Kinukavimishim Precious. It's a different Allah. If it was because this was a final sock, they were knowing according to those who shown him, then it becomes like a mitzvah, he just can't undo it. However, if they assume the Yisra Chodesh because of Precious, then it's already a question whether you could be, be martyred or not martyred. Yudal. Then you finish the rest of the chayyot. Just give you an idea of general principles of minhag. By the way, a sefer that deals with it at great length is the Magen Avos of the Megillah. Now, watch Megillah, Magen Avos. Now let's turn to the Rosh. There are two which I have here for you. And let's see how they deal with the problems of minhagim. The Rosh, the Jewish the Rosh, and the Jewish Ma'arik. Let's start at the beginning. Middle. I regret I did not paginate them. It looks like this. It's after the Chuvah's 11. Yeah, where it says Nun Gimel. Komin Hagim, Jud, begins with Yud. Komin Hamin Hagim, Shamru Chachomi, Shishleilich Acha Haminig, Zel Minit Shenogu Lasso, Siyog Rahachoka, Tigon Ahida Sanya, Mokum Shenogu Lasso, Beloch of Arbe Sochim, Achasos, Osim, Shulo Lasso, Enosim, Diminator, also Lasso, Mlocha, Michatsos, Veilo, Fiiskos Man Shkita Tapesa. יש מקום שאוסר החוק על בנינו מייסוס מלוכה כל היום בין לשנוס המינת. That's simply, that's the Mishnah himself. נכינה היא דסנן, מוקר שנוגו לינקו בהם עודקו, לקוסי מוקרים, מוקר שנוגו שאולו לינקו, אין מוקרים, מוקר שנוגו לאכול צלי בלי אפסוק עם אוכלים, מוקר שנוגו שאול לאכול אין אוכלים. מוקר שנוגו להדליק נער בלי יום הכיפורים מדליקים, שלא להדליק, אין מדליקים. מוגן שנוגו, לעשות מלוכה בתשעבוב, עושים. שלא לעשות, אין עושים. מאמין המדי גמרא, בני בי שנוהו, כלא הביאז לי מצור מצידון, ואמר לי יום ולשעתו, עושה בנייר, כמד רב יוחן, אמרו לי, אבהתים, הווה אב שלהו, ענן לו אב שלהו. מאי, אמרו לו, כבר כיבה עליהם, אבו שיחה. הוציא שמע בני מוסר אביכו, ועציתו אשתו עשינכו. כל אלה מנהוגים הם לדבר מצווה, לעשות סיור רחוק ובומו חזל וכן לשנוס. אבי מנהוגו במקומוס מינות שיש בו עבירו, יש לשנוס המנהוג. אפילו הנהיגו גדולים את המנהוג, דין בזדין מסטין לעקו דו מן התורה. ואפילו סנהדרין גדולו היושרס ולישרס הגוזיס, אין לו כוח לעקו דו מן התורה. This is an issue which is taken up. Not all agree to it in such a strict manner. There's a time when you have to leave it. Obadiah Yosef deals with it a little bit. Ela b'shev v'taseh, avilov v'kum aseh. Avilov, who nobi ain't shomim lo. Imo huksak lono ke liyov ara kamash yishomim lo lishko kochim b'chutz umishum migdam nilsa. Lo mi bayi minig ala shol aveo sheish v'shanosa and atul aminig shosu l'siyog v'achoko. Yochol lovo mimeno kilku, that's a gemara. Let's say they introduced a minna, the brishas, but it may lead to an iser, to a violation of an iser, which was not their intent, but because of distortion. Yesh levakto hamini, can I bring a pair of marka shenogu? Nechazer nogad avin fashi chalim arosa, osev omru leilu avyesam, lum nechle, so forth and so on. Vimor osev afushi mechiv avtur, mevtur alchiyam. So we have here a cloud. If there is a minute in a community where as a consequence of that minute it may lead to an isa, not that was the purpose of the minute, but through misunderstanding then we may be able to be mevato that minute. Pirish in Shame borrow lan alocha. Kamisha nisuka alocha. Viraisa shenogin haloch acha hamina. Yeshliklo shenir ligdolim shehinhigo hamina shalocha king. Avabamokim shame with you by alocha. Eilocha lelech acha hamina chehu keneged halocha. So wherever we are in doubt about a halocha, psak halocha, we have a right to follow a minig. Never mind all the tilpulit. If this has been the minig of the generations of the communities, then you follow that minig. Even though I might feel differently halachically, I may feel that it would be preferable to use the other approach. But again, this is questionable. They're not on agreement with this.
It sounds like you give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, yes.
But with
the doubt, yeah. There's no, if you know what the halach is, yeah, this is definitively as the halach, right.
But if there's any thought to be the object, you're not going to leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone. Right. That's what he seems to be saying. Zedim in Hagim Shehain the Inyan Isa Vehetel, Vinyan Momon, however, Yishkoach the Yadbez in the Sakin Takonos, Vinyan Momon, Lefi Hasman, Batsorif. Afil Lahadir Medin Torah, Velito Mizer, Velitin Lazer, Kidasayan Peribaso, The Rishonim Bnei Vayir LaHaslus HaRishonim Amidos HaSchal HaPolim LaSiyah HaKitzosah Tirish LaSiyah LaHadir Adin LaDivrei Torah HaKitzosah Shoser Vamina B'Yevomos Omer Yitzhak Minai Shehefka Pesna Hefka. And he quotes, I think it's in the Gittin as well, and he quotes. He was dealing with a different issue over here. You'll soon see it. Just go a few lines down after the dot. It says, this is regarding Yerusha. The Be'inyan Isa Mishpashit Haminit Shenogu Kofenei Hamedina Linog Isa Dedova Echon. Acha Pisha Risham Medinos Nogin Hetha. Kegon Tabad Aikon Shebenei Yetzisa Ochin Yosu Benei Boga Nogubo Isa. Okay, so forth, so. Ava Mamon Ma Shayech Lina Takonis Nisuyin Sheosu Chachomo Rishonim Einu Mefurish Bo Afi Lo Beremesh Shonoslu Koach Yishol Hanchim Lechosim Mishet Zilz. In other words, they wanted, there was one dying there who wanted to allow a woman to be determinant in terms of Yerusha. So we don't find this, he says. Who would ever massacring this? And so on, then it goes with that particular issue, which is not relevant to us as much. But he gave us a few clothing here, how he dealt with the minute. But there's a very interesting shiloh of the Ma'arif. We turn to the Ma'arif. Yes. It's the next shuvah. This is an interesting chapter. It says this, Baruya. And here's the Ma'arik is very basic in terms of the Inhag. This particular tshuva. Bar Irian, the Mitamulay, Gayin, Yesod, Habin, and Shurik, Halocha, Kiyin, Yadid, Nefesh, and so forth, and so on, and so on. Asher hinhigu halosim b'chol mekomos moshuoseihem shebishabbos gracious echa min hakol misnadev mo'os letzorich me'or beis hakneses. This was in place of lieu of membership dues. There were no membership dues in those days. So a fellow would say, I donate the candles or the oil or the kerosene for the lights required in the beis hakneses. He's not a Kohen, but he wants the first Aliyah. And Shabbos Bereshis. So the minute was in certain communities, he got the first Aliyah. Yeah, but you know, when you have a Kohen in the shul, are there any Kohen? I would be very careful. The Kohen will get very angry. You know, so it could be a Kaiser. That's why it's Shalom Lovelin Suyi, the Gemara says. There should be no Machlekes, therefore we give him the first Aliyah. What? Yeah, he discusses the point. Yeah, they make a distinction between Mondays and Thursdays and Shabbos. Yeah, right. We have to do it occasionally. But you know, the desire to be a Kohen is very powerful.
But
you know the story about the fellow who came to the rabbi, says he wants to be a Kohen. You know that story?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know. Let the ones who know it tell those who don't know it.
But according
to Bishlosman, otherwise, yes.
According to Sami Nagim, Shabbat Bereshit is different. According to the Italian rite, according to the Italian rite, the Chatan Bereshit, even if he is not a Kohen,
that's what he's dealing with, but that's probably using an Italian minute. Probably there's the mafia there. What? Yeah. Okay. It sounds very plausible. That's what he's talking about. This is what he's referring to. Yeah, that's right. So it seems this is an old institution. Prior to the Ramon, you know. So So he says he bought for the Beis HaKnesses so that he should be called up the first. Vascholos HaTorah, we got Nogushim, Yesham Koncher, who Kone also a mitzvah, or Moch HaKvodo, the Yotzin, the Beis HaKnesses. The Atzel, now however, Irashelo Rosa HaKoyen Likos HaMitzvah, Bishumsa. He does not want a bid for it. The Gambo Lot 6. Furthermore, Elishalo Russell or Lefes or Beis HaKnesses Acheres, Asher Sham, Lo Havi Nogim Haminik Hazer. Way Hakol, O me also Beis HaKnesses Misraxim, Yehu Kori Rishon Kedino, Mosei Schemo Beneke, Kahalchem, Lachricho, Shlo Yikonis, the Beis HaKnesses Shalahem, Shem Sham, Ho Yu Noagin also Haminik Hazer, Haniska Kadesh, his Batu, Kvod HaTorah, Uminiga will say, Mashe Biyodam. Also, they called in the police to prevent the coin from entering the shul.
But even they
leave you because
he doesn't have
a synagogue
way. This one, I don't go there.
I came to Hanashiach, Kashi Kasafi, now he goes into this. So he uses this as a takeoff for discussion on Minhagim, and it's very fascinating. The close heat. He's very sensitive, and there is so much in there. It's, I would say, hafochbo la hafochbo. Shafilu hoya also kohen chochom ki Shimon ben Azai. Vachaveiro, mikol mokom hifriz amidoso v'kilo rabo kairo deilono l'shanos amin hogos shenogu avoseno hakamoni chasidim vanshi maisa. Be careful changing a minute. We may not favor certain minhagim, okay? But we must not change the minute. Omro hanach lehem yisrael im eil neviim v'nei neviim hei. The Choshkin b'minik azeshu kvod haTorah b'iluya. The Pshita shehi nis'ale che kotsin likos kriyas psikosa v'donim. Ein lecho choviv haTorah godol mizeh. See this furthermore. There's a question kvod harishanim as well. The other tshuvas deal with that particular problem. I'm not dealing with it now so deeply. I raise this question. I'm not pastor, please. I am not a posik here. I'm just trying to share some knowledge, a little bit I have. But the question is based on Medrash and the reads. I'm an old timer here, a few years older than you guys. In my day, everybody faced north in the Beis HaMedrash, the Rav, and called Rav Vomzichon Uvach, and the Mashgiach Rav Lesson. You recall Rabbi? Everybody has faced it. Rav Lifshitz, a little bit tinted, a little bit too late. Right now, no. Chasam Shalom, not to lie. Chasam Shalom. But nobody else. Everybody faced that. What the basis of their permitting it, I know commentator has a reason. They offer, if you read the commentator, right? Maybe that was the reason. I don't know. But I don't want to use commentator as a halachic source. But everybody faced north. Today, I discovered what Shivan Fina Fani Matala means. There's north, a little bit to the east, a little bit more, till totally to the east. There's some that open up the lockers, this particular locker, opens up and puts the filler there. That becomes a shtender. I think that was a club. He means well. I have no kindness of this. I wonder though, if this was the minute all along, and I'm not positive, and there's a few of the Mitzvah, the Meshitavah, discussing the question if there are Mitzvahs in one area, one corner in the other, should you face it there, if there are Mitzvahs not the right place, and so on, look up the truth again. But I raise this question. This was a practice all along since the institution itself was established. And there were. They were abundant, they were Gedolei Yisrael. And I mean Gedolei Yisrael. Rav Zaks was here, the Chavos Chaim son-in-law. Remember him, the Chavos Chaim son-in-law. And the Rav Yibodei Lechaim, and others like that. And suddenly, I go, I still face that. Because maybe, to me, certainly because I was here at the time, and I saw these Gedolei, I had this chus. of davening in the same minyan with them, I feel it's a question of being mishaner, a practice where is the cover of those. In a sense, I feel, maybe I'm wrong. Again, that's why I say I'm not a poser. It's something like a motzilas. Then they know the thing. They also know the thing. They also know the Shulchan Aruch. They also know the Gemara. I don't want to discuss the particular halacha here. But it's something to take in consideration when one does it. Unless one feels so compelled for Zionistic reasons that he's got to face these. If that's the case, why do they say Tachman on Yom HaTzmaut? In that same day, Sunday, those are facing these. I mean, I wonder. It's a question that has to be pursued in the total sense. All right, let's move on here. So he says, Hanach lam Yisrael im eino neviyim b'nei neviyim heim. L'chosh kein ben minhag. Hazer shu kovod ha-Torah v'iluya d'pshita shi yisale shekotsin liklos priyas psichoso v'darim ein l'cho choviv ha-Torah godol mizer. Gam mitoch kach shemen lamo motzi yose b'revach. V'chei nogo b'cho kihilos ha-Kodish v'tsofas v'ashkenaz lasos k'yose b'zer. V'simchas ha-Torah. ואלו ואלו לשם שמיים נזכרנו, אל שאל עושים בזה שמסיון עם התורה, ואלו ביום שמסכין עם התורה. ויש בזה מה שאין בזה. נערו, נערו ופשטי, like the expression on Chulu. ואפילו במינה הקל, כעשים ובו מסיב, ויש פרק הפורים, אומר תחם בחינוי, ליעולם הישנה אותו ממינה גם מדינו, פרי מושה עולה למורו, ואמין הנאמן בברשיס רבו פשיס ואיירום סופו סופו קושקן כמין החושב הזה שיש בו כבוד what?
He didn't drink.
He did not write. Like the Romans did, as we say. She'eh shanos et zirch v'aluch achrov. Dolem izu heishim rav haigon, which we discussed last week, by the way. Kamo shekoser rabbein yitzchok even geyus. Mishmo. V'zeh l'shon ha'vo regilim b'yom zeh hoi yukom esayorim ha'torah lasus kama k'lusim b'idurim l'sefer Torah. Ad diskane b'yom simchas Torah l'nisha me'rav haigon v'zeh l'shon nogudim mikomosena b'yom acho shochag v'kalsim l'sefer Torah l'mevim l'gumroz. I mean, it's cold, probably. The base of Knesset v'eshi v'vadai l'igmohu Vudi also kuli hai vold the chuva cheresol also lahovim gumroz lochi sofet shmi vada yom zeh regilin atzilu rakel bo atzilu kamos kein v'shai shomer kilusin l'tor el shizum mishum shvusu v'nogu bo hetem mishum kovet hatzor. It's a shvus. Yet nogu bo hetem. So here we're going, in a sense, the minig is going against a yisrael rabbanim. And it's a shame, by the way, amongst the Rishonim, where if a minig is negative, then the Rabbanon, whether we should be Mishanim to not Mishanim. Some call it Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, it appears that if it's negative, then the Rabbanon, you have to be Mishanim to minig. There is one sheet that holds that you're not Mishanim. The Pre-Chodesh quotes it, I think, is the right one. And so on and so on. Rav Haigon kasha hevi Rabbeinu Yitzchak even geres hari l'chol sheminik ha'osu l'chvod ha'torah doch ha'fili isu shvus. The Haina Rikud Biyanto, Kiyisa Behedya Biyanto, Fair Mashiri. She tells us, I think, in the Ramah, is Mate Rikud. He's going to say today, what was the whole purpose, the reason for Rikud, the Yisra Rikud? Because maybe we'll be massacring the musical instruments. Kleshir. But he says today, who's massacring Kleshir? So therefore, sort of the halacha was dissolved. But here they weren't looking at it from that side. It's still a shvus. In those days, it was considered a shvus. They didn't know about the Rambam. Rambam came about years later, maybe before the Tosfos period. And so, and they considered it still a shvus. And yet, the minig was mishanah, the din. Yes.
The Chayyadam mentioned.
What?
The Chayyadam, just right before. So he might speak about how to touch the Rari Mepha. And here we have Marai speaking about Kavod Rishoni.
Yeah.
Is there. I mean, is there some sort of deal here between where he's drawing?
Is there what?
Is there some sort of difference in terms of the power of, you know, like, why is he looking to cover Shanim to figure out why he should keep this minhag as opposed to just, is there, are they disagreeing necessarily? Or
is there is a problem to do with it. It's like the fellow asked me last week, and rightfully so, should we correct the minhag? So the Mariko is saying that it, where is the Shavuos, it's a question of Kovod HaTorah, leave it as it is.
So to him, then, the most important thing here.
Here, he uses Kovod HaTorah as a value.
That particular case that's involved, or as Nimah Gimchan?
Well, in the case of the Kohen, for example,
right.
There is a Din Derabbanan.
Right.
There's a Din in the Gemara. And in the case of the Shavuos, which is also a Din a Gemara in Beinah. So it seems it's not only related to one particular kind of practice.
Yeah. Well, and the case is probably why it fits Din Derabbanan, is the Kiddush Tov would be a Din Derabbanan.
What would be in the right?
The Kiddush Tov, given the first Aliyah, is a Din
Derabbanan. Yeah, what's season on Oros? In Amharas, I think it's the Perish Mishnayos of the Rambam. Yeah, it must be the Perish Mishnayos of the Rambam. He's very angry about this, giving a Kohanim Amaratzim the first Aliyah. The Rabbanan, the Gemara is talking about where one is deserving of it. He's qualified. He's a Ben Torah. If he's not a Ben Torah, if he's not a son of a Parnas or something, why should he be given the first Aliyah? And yet in the Yod HaZokah, I think there makes no difference. He couldn't change it. I would say yes, because more and more entrenched it becomes, it's very difficult to uproot it.
Right.
This is the whole
thing. I think there is a point where even if it's in competition, Booty should rub on the whole place in Hadra.
Yeah, but the question is, can I take it upon myself? What would I do? I would try to correct it, but based on the Ma'arik, I would do it very cautiously. Because they are also concerned about something else. The question of Machlokas shouldn't lead to a Machlokas either.
I'm a little confused because you just read
it. You're right. That's right. You're right. I grant you that. Yes, yes, yes. That's why I say it's very difficult. I mentioned to you before the term is subach, this whole thing. Yeah, it is. It's entangled. And so you can't say there is one there. You've got to say, this is how the Rosh looks upon, this is how the Marik looks upon. The question is, how do we follow? I can't hear. Well, there's a Shavuos, he's the Rabbanan. I wouldn't call that an error. Okay.
One thing
aspect here for
this is like a workup, because the fact that they were coming to the shul and like they were pushed away, like the
shul
went
to
bust or something.
Is that what the shul was like? Giving us
tell the
first Aliyah
was, you know, bringing in
all
money to the shul.
Okay, now because that's Chavivat Torah. We got a feeling is. And is that don't cater to the guy, you know, that's for his money. You see, but there's a purpose to it. Rebbe Mechavin Ashir, those are good money. If you respect the Greer because he simply has money, that's a different issue. But if you respect the Greer because he gives for tzedakah, that's the Rebbe Mechavin Ashir. You see, we get a little, you know, living in the ideal world, how can you do this? But the Chazal also living in an ideal world, but with sensitivity. That's crazy. If yeshiva needs money, and the guy will give $100,000, any yeshiva, not just this one. What? You make him call. Well, that was the story I was going to tell you. But, I mean, you give him an honor, a covenant. There's no harm here. The problem is the guy asking for the covenant. That's another thing. That's his problem. But to be Mechabit, someone who gave the money for it stuck, I can give it to NYU. Or elsewhere. But he gives it for it stuck, for the fact that he has sensitivity for it stuck. There is reason to be mechaber. Yes.
I mean, I know people who have money will give a darn cent. You can't schlep out the $5 from. Then there's another guy, just recently, he's not Shomer Shabbos himself, he sent me a check, a $3,600 check. Do with it what you feel should be done. And it's structure-wise. You tell me, fill it out the way you want it. So I called him up, I said, I'll do such and such and such and such. He says, fine, as you say, Reverend. Now, if I'm a chapit him, is that wrong? He has the money and he gives the money. And if he feels, if that is a way of encouraging him, some performing a mitzvah too. It's not kowtowing to him.
So you say you're not Shomer Shabbos. Is it color shots?
That's another issue. That's right. The topic I gave last year. If they want to repeat it next year or next semester, I'll do it. I have a whole discussion on that, and I even wrote a paper on that, which would make the course even easier. That's my focus on that whole issue. But that is it, yes, to be machabed. It's not to be poo-poo. I enter the rabbit with that kind of an attitude. I realize I was wrong. I'm not succumbing if I encourage him through friendship and with words of kindness, why not? If he gives it for a purpose, then I got your own shabbos, and I'll give him that same. And this guy gave me $3,600. No longer a member, no longer lives in my community yet. He's still a member. He moved nearby. But he's very appreciative. What?
I was present once where there was a prominent Russian shiva and people like Kabo as an individual also.
Sometimes they overdo it. Right. There's an excess of it. There's a way of doing it with dignity.
And I felt the part following me a little bit is sometimes it seems like they're holding this love and model for the community. And the person really, other than giving out a check, it's like, not serving the mitzvot. And it seems like the Kabbalah Torah. So, like, that bothers me a little bit.
Well, Stuck is a mitzvah, too.
Well,
Stucky
doesn't
mention
it,
right?
But it's just like you said, with you, I don't have to be Shomer Shabbos, not to serve mitzvot.
No,
but
no,
you're
not doing that.
Now get all this kabbalah from the Rosh
Yeshiva,
the Rabbanim, and that's what
we're doing. It depends how you do it. I mean, if you grovel, which I will never do, if you grovel, you're dirt. You're a chinam, that's right. If you are giving him a kavod, honoring him from the pulpit, or at a dinner, what I do is I take the positive aspect. I don't say the man is a tzaddik or a yisod olam. I'll never say that. But I'll see if I can predict you once we give these annually these bond medals or awards, plaques. So someone somehow says the man who's the kind mitzvahs or another one who tends a shear. But a third one, I said, all right, that's fine, I need it. But he gives a lot of stuff out. I will emphasize the fact that he gives stuff out. That's how you do it. But if you're going to say, oh, this man, this is the model for our generation, that's something else. That's why you give all the, what do you call the honorary degrees. He earned it by writing. You can tell how you do it. It's in anything you do. Let's say you have to deliver a hesped. How you deliver a hesped? So I say he's the greatest man in the world. Suddenly, he's a fine person. Now what I do is I analyze the person to myself. I said, what is the strong virtue of that particular individual? And that's what I talk about. The rest I dismiss. I don't say he's the model for generations. That is permitted. So if he has a virtue of giving stocker, then enhance it. But can't you be mazaki him too? Give more stocker. I was successful with a particular individual. There were problems, political problems. But eventually I began to understand him, where he's coming from. And I enhanced his giving of stocker. Now I'm going to give him big stuff in himself. It gives in general, but I was able to direct him in certain areas too. But doesn't mean I set him up as the model of virtue for our young people to follow. Okay, let's. Then he quotes, he says, even Megad and Easter too. He goes furthermore. Take the question of Hallel. I'm skipping, I'll just tell you Orb. Take the question of Hallel. Hallel is close. We say with a bracha. At least our minute is say with a bracha. And what right to say with a bracha? The Chazal and our and it's a shayla of lo sisa, saying a bracha of Atola. Alright, the Rambam doesn't allow it. Fine. That's how he interprets the Gemara text. But we say, we say with a bracha. But what right? So he argues the right is, that's the right of a minute. If the practice of the people is to say Hallo on Rosh Chodesh, then there is the right. They had that right, even to include that Los, to put aside the Los Isan. But by strict definition, the Chazal were not misogyny Hallo on Rosh Chodesh. That's how he wants to view it. He says where it says Gimel.
Yeah.
The Pshita Shrebnei Torah, the Kol Minhag, Al Pi HaTorah, Va Mitzvah, Va Tila Kenega Alocha, As Linam Basa Minhag, Hechesh Aminek Hukva Al Pi Chachmi Hamoko. Kamosha Kosev Hamotchai, the Perik HaTolim, Who may be Rayim, and Mesech Sofrim, Koshkim, the Minhag Hogun, Sheish Oleches Acharot. The Yiton HaTorah, and Halo Masik Shom Hamotchai, Ava Minhag Shein, Lo Rayim in HaTorah, Eino Elo Kitor, Bishiko Atas, Akil Koshom, Pshita, Shechuvoso Vetsigo. The Hochi Nami Yesh Lo Rai Min HaTorah, O Mispor Min HaTorah, Hainu Ode Dileo, Shishon Le Rav Hai. Gone. So you're dealing lasses beyom Sifkas HaTorah, Pshita de Mekilin beyom Shabbos, Gracious ke beyom Sifkas Torah, Di Di Vidi Mishum Yakur Do Raisahi. Go below Shum Raya Svorahi, the Mikro Rabahi Lechabdo Lechancho, O Miiteng, the Hoyom Lebobom Ze Kohayomim. Vol barmidin of barmidin pshita shemashi kosef hamotchai v'tzok shiul aminik raim in ator haynotak heichash aminik mevatel halacha dalokoi avo heichashin aminik kenei halacha eitzok shiul o raim in ator v'teira shekein hu sharei haminik shein mevatel halacha lom yiyah kitoa v'shiko atas v'chi v'shu shiul o raim yichoshim kitoa v'shiko atas v'lovada tzok lam kipirashti. And so on and so on and so on. He says, Isha boy, also show Yehudim in Tzurich Losses Mas, and then he does, in terms of Dini Momus. He wants to say is that this, he's not ready to put aside the problem, or he's rather, excuse me, he's ready to put aside the problem in sometimes negative halacha. Not only in Dini Momus, that's a chiddush on his part. Not only in Dini Momus, even in Dini Yisur. When there's a shvus, question of low seesaw. The minute they have a right to put aside that, to put aside that that din. But the question is why? So it seems, as we see elsewhere, some say it, that the whole thing is there is a chaos in Klal Yisrael. The source of authorities in Klal Yisrael as well is in a formalized Bezdin. What a Bezdin can do is set up a takana. But there is a kind of an authority which is embodied in Klal Yisrael, in Knesset Yisrael.
Wasn't that the notion that sure took one step further? You know, the capsule of the other being interpretation given by the fall,
Yeah, but they took I grant you that. It's very nice about Catholic Israel, but they too Catholicized it too much. Sure, there's a Catholic Israel, that's minhag of Knesset Israel. But however, where there's a halacha sukkah, Knesset Israel cannot undo it. It only depends on certain areas. Not in general, but you've got to have a value system which can be endorsed by Chachamim as well. Yes. I grant you there's a great point. It is a great area. I grant you that. Yes. Such as?
We write somebody who dresses behind
it. What?
Dresses behind it.
We don't violate it. We just don't do it.
Ha
Hachinami. Ei Hachinami.
By anything they do, Hachinami.
Ei Hachinami. That's why the Vilna Gaon tried to institute Birkas Kohanim daily in Vilna, he didn't succeed. And that's the Gra. And when we mention the Gra, we're talking about not just a Gaon, we're talking about the only one who's ever called the Chassid. Notwithstanding the Chassid. He's called a Chassid, a Gaon. Am I correct? Always says Achasid. So we're talking about the Malach Elokim. We don't always succeed. And that's why I'll show you some later about this matter. So this is the general thing. Here, the, yes. It was a little confusing, that's good. It shows that you've been reading a lot.
And this is, I'm just confused now. Now we're talking about, again, we're talking about the power that the body probably helps is as a seaboard, but it's the choice of the seaboard to choose.
That's close.
Right.
Yeah.
So now when it comes down, when we go back to the individual, can he, like, so whatever his options, can he join this?
When he may join, we're coming to that.
Okay.
We're coming to that. I got you. Turn to Avadia, well, before you get to Avadia. Very interesting shayla. There's a sefer called Pa'as HaShulchan. Rabbi Yisrael Mishkalov was one of the Talmidim of Hakim of the Vilna Gaon.
No.
He settled in Eretz Yisrael. And he was actually who established Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael. Al-Bishitas HaGroh. The Pas HaShulchan deals with halachas pertaining to Eretz Yisrael. You know, halachas of police boards. Yerushalayim, he deals with the question, is following the Nusach Ashkenaz? He deals with the problem that you shift over from one to the other. Something which you were...
Do we have this?
No, you don't have it. I'll give you... Yes, it's in Kosla Rajdab, Maharajdab. One of the Turkish Geonim. But there, I had religious fun. It's beautiful. It's machai. It's exciting. I find it very stimulating. And you see how Chachma Yisrael deal with halachos. Deal with life. Sensitive both to the halacha and to the realities of the Kehillah.
The Taz, the book of Sabedis, talks about the young married and the whole thing of the Bia Mitzvah and the Tam of Sabedis.
Yeah, right, there, sure. Go explain that to an American Jew. He says like this, quotes from Marashtam, about changing in Hagi. Rajdam says the following. Yes, there is a deen, Altikash Torasimecha. However, in Tfilos, Lo Shayach Zeh, the Lo Shayach Shinoi Rach Bedava Sheish Nidnut Isur, Gosam Sheshanino Feret Mokum Shenago, the Beku Isbo Mishum HaChokas Isur. So we have the problem with Shema Benimus Ovicho, so forth and so on, the Kihad Yadlo, the Leket Sad Isur Klav. The Ika. V'lo ha'choka averos v'hop chito lo shayach bei mishum al chito shorsi mecho. It's shit. And he calls him Adam at somewhat at length. And then he says, v'ilu nusach ha'svagim yosef tov, ha'in shom sheher ha'in shom. That's for Elder. He says, "Vashem hiniach klal munach de b'mina g'day eimo isur eim isur shinui." The fiani is tighter. He says, "Ain't okay. It's not so." The mover by goes minorly b'seid atzilos shoko hashono sheberambam so on and so on. He quotes a Yerushalmi, and there's a textual problem with this Yerushalmi. According to one of the Yerushalmi, is quoted by the goes minorly. That the tefillos al teshanu minit avosecha. Not all quote that.
It's Yerushalmi, then he didn't inherit it. So I looked up Lieberman, Shaul Lieberman, Allah Shalom. He wrote in his early days a commentary on Yerushalmi and Shabbos and Erevin and Sochim as well, basically on Gesuris. And I didn't see him quote this one, so I was surprised. And he does admit, though, the Yisurmish Club, who was a Yerushalmi specialist, by the way. He wrote the Parish and Yerushalmi on Shtolim, the Takum Bechadim, that's his. And he says, you know, some don't have it, but the guy says, Goes to Maimonides has it. So, I'm a cable under the Goes to Maimonides, so Mugging not wrong. Now, this out Tfilos, and so on and so on, so refers to Tfilos. And then, Ki ani mazik, he says he saw it in the Chulas Harosh. Ki ani mazik is on the Sora Shalanu. By the way, he quotes the Chulas Harosh, but the wrong cloud. I think he quotes cloud bays. When I looked up cloud bays, I find it's in cloud dalit. Sifchot. I think that's what it is. Ki ani mazik is on the Sora Shalanu. The Kabbalah Avosenu. Chachmei Ashkenaz, Yoisa Torah, Yerusha. Lahemi Avoseyam, Yemos Sachorban, the Chen Kabbalas Avoseno, Rabboseno at Sephardim, Yoser, Mi Kabbalas Bnei Horus Hazos. Remember, the Rush emigrated to Spain. So that's what means Horus Hazos. And because of the Sefer Elim, Sheyesh Mesoras, Kabbalah, Avoseni, Goni Kadoshi, Harashkanesh, Do Achato, Ad Shimon Hapikoli, Vanchi Kesha Kola, Alko Hatevos, Osius, Atfila, Benusa, Havosino, Ashkenazi, Mukhemuroke, Hakoto, Monaco, Hatevos, Osios, Besisri, Hakabolo, for Amitis. And then he deals with the riots of the Marashdam, and the Rashdam's riots deal with the problem also of the Shal of Altis Golutu, and that's a whole issue which we have no time for to deal with. There is another sefer. The Beis Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis. Yitzchak Shmelkis was a Galatana, but a Gaon Olam, you know who he was? He's related to a professor. I mean, professors related to him. Professor Levine, economics.
Yitzchak
Shmelkis. His grandfather was a Reisha Rav, and his grandfather was a grandson of the Rav Yitzchak Shmelkis. Two volumes on the spark. His Masha Yishu Stapik, he was sharing with Shano Saminig Avosov. Shehoye Noagin lo niach tefillin, he last begin shum al tito shtor simecha, may he change. I was going to Xerox all this, but the machine went kaput this morning. In a binyan, in muta lishanos minusa hatfilo mi ashkenaz or sporad, kva herich b'tshuva shari, the chesed le avrohom sim and tes, the chelik, or a chayim with shoyz the borog, al pi divi rasha b'tshuva so the hech libi evit muta. Vi mitzu mishomidas chasidos, muta lishanos. Vadi minusa hatfilo, kim divi the evit yotsa, hapi minishanam minusa habrocha. And he calls her kesa mishra. So on and so on and so. What?
Then
what? The Nusach.
And except what was the bracha?
What?
What was the last line that you said about the bracha?
Min Nusach HaBracha. The whole question, if someone changes the Nusach HaBracha, still gets it. Abu Afi Ani is that, he says, Nira, the Ad Kan Lo Amina Da Ben Chayev Lino Ben Minik Av Oviv Mishum Al Titosh Hu Dachki B'Dovashim Bo Tam Mitzah HaDim. There's no reason. But a minute, we vow, you should do such and such and such. Then we follow the minute like a new mitzvah came into the world. Rak Mishum, Jim would say, Rak Mishum, Chumra, Uzihirus, Kahak, the B'nai Baishan, Do Aloha the Azle, the Mali Shafti, they wouldn't travel Erev Shabbos. Vichain Shamin Hogim, so with other minute. Av Kahak, the Tfilah, the Chol HaMoed, Vihi Machlokis HaRishonim, Yeshlo Mekor Bahalocha, and there's a source of Machim, Ovi Noi, Kemenik Ashkenaz, Va Ben Noi, Ben Linak Svart, and you can't claim. He can follow the government. If he has a basis, in the Bach Lekas Vishon. What?
This is what you learned with us from the Bayana earlier.
Yeah, right, right. Right. This, by the way, Shmelkis, Beis Yitzchok, is in the Yoredeya section, Simon Peches. Number 3. It was a... Umashim, Uruv, Simon, Reish, Yudavi, Kabolas, Orabim, Chol, Aleim, Alzaram, he gam came the Chumr, Shekibu, Aleim. Chay Mashi, Mashma, Barishonim, the Kabolas, Bnei Ashkenaz, Amachmirim, the Pesach, the Yechose, Veneo, Chol, Aleim, Alzaram, the Yechose, Ishan, Hashem, who gam came Kabolam, Itzach, Chumr, the Pesach. Who can see all the gear? That'll probably be amongst the Chassidim for Machmirin the Brachs, especially the Balat, because it's the Balat Tanya that fostered the Chumra of the Brachs. You say the Brachs. There's a Chumra in the end of the his Shukhna of the Rav, a very important Chumra dealing with that whole issue. So with them, it'll probably be a problem because that is a Chumra. Which became deeply entrenched, that already you cannot change. But the question where he feels that there is a shittas of Rishon and he wants to follow one shittas and not the other shittas, he may do so. Now comes the. Yeah, I got it. Go on. It's your thoughts, so you have the right. What?
I do have a suggestion that you will follow one particular
who am I to be machriya? If the minig is according to one, the minig of the air is according to one sheet of the shem. What's in the United
States?
If that's the America Mokka, yeah.
So, let's say everybody's decided they want it to change, so. And wants to follow the other
sheep. It would be permitted if anybody decided to change. But here it says that even the child may change. So it's a question. Maybe he disagrees with the Chayot. You have to analyze it. It's a point you're raising. All I know is my father, Zal, was raised in a Chassidish town. His father actually were the sons of Lubavitch. But he sort of changed the course of it. He went to the Lodzians. He wasn't a Lubavitch in his later life as such. But he was mocking the Gebrochs. My grandfather would not eat the Gebrochs. And of course he followed the minhag where he was raised. The family ate the Gebrochs. My grandmother had a double duty. For her husband, for my grandfather, to prepare 90 broths, potato flour. For the family, she prepared a regular Pesach. And I put on tefillin, halomet. My father did. Except when he was a rabbi, he said, sure, he put it on at home. Not Mishana, but it shouldn't be a problem with the chaytas, right? But, and he always said to me, I don't know why I started doing it, but that's what happened. Didn't look upon it as an easy. So it's not everything so clear cut. It's very difficult to be machriya. But let me point something out to you, and I'll tell you who it says it afterwards. About changing nusach. Why was he, I think, the pas hashulchan machri? Tam halach, obviously. But also remember, he lived in an age where it was Hasidim as well. We changed his chayes. They changed from Ashkenaz to Sfar. Remember last week we read the Igros Moshe? Igros Moshe says, by what right he got to change of Nusach? So he was actually presenting the position of the Gaon. And this question about changing his chayes was not only from Tanah Halacha, but probably maintaining a shita, a general shita, against the Hasidim. So Zion comes along and says, the question is, what should we do about Nusach HaTfilah? Let me quote it here for a moment. Yes. There's a Shal Shul Meshidovo, Shal Shul Maram Shik, and so on. The local Mashikosa Bipas HaShulchan, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. I'll pass it like that. And even according to some, there's even someone who's Ashkenaz, Nusach Ashkenaz. He's a Sephardi. There's even someone who suggests he may go to Amid and Davin, the Nusach Sephardi. Even though the general practice is that the tefillah of the rabbin, it should be the nusach of the congregation where it is. What? Yes. Maisa Rav, Asher Maran Adler, this was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sefer. Oba Lisna Teva, the nusach Sfora, Ubenei Haminyan Shalom is followed nusach Ashkenaz. And he quotes others too that seems to follow that. That agrees with that. What? Hine ha'richu b'kamo sheilos etshuvos achronim b'nogei l'shina anusach atzeh, he says. U'maskona achrona hi she'efsha l'shanos minusach ashkenaz l'nusach sfora. Avolo minusach sfora l'ashkenaz. He means more in terms of the Ari'ah Kodesh. U'mizemuvim gam kein ha'kamo nogei sh'hi edavke nusach arish, who owed b'diyuk nosach b'nusach sfora atzmo. Ubifrat Nusach Rabbeinu Hazokin Shua Nikra Ato Bishim Nusach Ariza. I'll tell you who it is. Rabbeinu Hazokin Bir Mikamun Eschoyos. It's a little Baruch Hashem. They're chilly, it's not this.
What is the page?
What?
The page.
The page. Pages from the bottom of 32 through 34.
What's the bottom?
They consider, especially Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Nusach Sforat, as was edited by the Ari HaKodesh, as superior. Yet, the Pas HaShulchan argues otherwise. There is a Mesorah, that's what it should be, that's what it should be, don't change it. Especially there's a whole Shita there, a Kabbalistic Shita, each one has his Shah, the Shamayim, and that Shah, the Shamayim, is in accordance to the minute of his family. But we notice, before the Hasidic movement, even the Maharish Gam said that you can shift one to the other. So actually, that is a halakhic question as well as a later Hasidic Mishnaic question. Okay.
Did he argue that partly it was historical, that the Pasuk of the spine, that he was not sure that he could have put it, that he
may not.
May not, right?
So she did not grow.
Right, so that would be added to the Hasidic.
That's right. I would say a good part of it, yes.
And vice versa, the reason for the blood ready, he goes down saying that he had to stand that way because he
wanted to know
anybody in Captain Safari.
Hey,
I think we've done a trip for emotion on that day.
What?
Didn't you shoot it for
emotion? You were emotion last week. You did that your emotion. Okay, you can cut it. What's talking about?